The floater from five. No, it's headed up by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. Hit it in right side from 10. He hit the shot.
And good afternoon and welcome to Johnson Arena in Morehead, Kentucky. It's where the Morehead State Eagles will bid for their fourth straight victory as they host the Chattanooga Monks. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Drew Barnett. 5-3 MSU will likely have a battle on its hands. Chattanooga enters today's contest at 5-2 and features one of the Southern Conference's top scoring offenses along with one of its best players in sophomore guard Honor Huff. It should be an exciting battle to be sure. Well, stay tuned. We'll be back to talk with MSU coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes when we continue things right here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home taking on Chattanooga. I'm Chuck Moraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, you come in with a three-game winning streak. Club's been playing pretty well lately. I know there's always things you can tune up as you move forward.
Yeah, you know, we've got some good momentum right now and coming off a couple, quality road wins where we're doing some really nice things. And so been really pleased with our team, especially defensively over those three wins and then dating back to that Mercer game, you know, where we're holding our opponents to, under 60 points, I believe. And so we're doing a lot of really good things. Again, you know, we've just got to do a little bit better job taking care of the basketball. And, I think a lot of that had to do with you know, a couple of our young guys had some nerves there down at Austin Peay the other day, and so it forced, you know, four of our starters to have to play 37, 38 minutes, and so we piled up a couple turnovers late, and I'm going to attribute a lot of that to the fatigue that they had throughout the game, and just the amount of energy that they were exerting on the defensive end. But, you know, certainly, you know, happy with our momentum, with where we're at, and, you know, not playing perfect, but getting wins and getting a lesson along with it is extremely valuable at this time of year.
Offense has been very good lately. Last three games, over 50% from the field.
Yeah, you know, again, doing some really nice things. You know, I think we're a great shooting team. We're a great rebounding team. We just got to really do a little bit better job of limiting our turnovers and making sure we're giving our offense an opportunity for those two things to really click. And so that's going to be a big key here tonight against another really good offensive team in Chattanooga.
You mentioned that. The Mocs are 5-2 on the year, coming off a loss at Lipscomb. But Lipscomb, as we talked about, a good basketball team in its own right. You'll have your hands full today.
Yeah, without question. You know, talking about Lipscomb, you know, it's a program that we scrimmage each and every year, and we use as a barometer to learn about ourselves each and every season. And so they're almost like a mirror image of them in their style of play and what they do, especially on the offensive end. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we learned, you know, about a month ago whenever we did play Lipscomb, and we've changed the way we're defending since then, so it's going to be exciting for us to exactly see how that really translates, because we certainly got some holes poked in our game plan a month ago, and to see how much we've grown. But a lot of firepower, you know, really talented team. They shoot it, you know, they're making 10 plus threes a game. They were top five in the country last year in 3-point field goals made per game, so we got to do a really good job defending the three. We got to do a great job with the big fella inside, Alexis. Got to win the battle of the glass, because just like us, they're a really good defensive and really good rebounding team on both ends. So this is going to be a really quality mid-major battle here tonight.
And that's Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Morales, coming back in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead in Owingsville.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless half pork loin is just $2.49 a pound. Dole salad blend packs are specially priced at two for only $5. And a large 48-ounce carton of Breyers ice cream is just $3.99. Warm your family up with a great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Morehead State at home today to take on Chattanooga. Let's introduce you to these two teams in the starting lineup. Coach Dan Earl's Mocs are 5-2 on the season, coming off of a loss here about a week ago at Lipscomb, 82-68. Morehead State led by 7th-year head coach Preston Spradlin, looking for win number 120 on the MSU bench. His team is 5-3 and has won three straight. That includes a Wednesday victory at Austin Peay, 61-50. These two teams have only met one other time in their storied basketball histories. That was back in November of 2013 in Las Vegas during a tournament there. Morehead State the winner in that ball game, 88-75. For Chattanooga, the lineup includes two guards and three forwards. At the point will be Honor Huff, a preseason All-SoCon player, 5'10 sophomore from Brooklyn, New York, a transfer from VMI, averaging almost 17 points, nearly four rebounds, and over two assists per ball game. He also leads the Mocs with 11 steals on the year. The second guard is 6'3 freshman Miles Shea from Los Angeles, California, averaging just above 10 points and 2.5 rebounds. The three forwards, the first one, Sam Alexis, a good player, 6'9 sophomore from Apopka, Florida, averaging over 13 points and 11 rebounds a game and almost 2.5 assists per contest. The second forward, a transfer from Middle Tennessee State, Tyler Millen, a 6'7 graduate student from Coleca, Alabama. He's averaging 9 points and over 6 rebounds. And the third forward, a 6'9, 240-pound graduate student from the Czech Republic and a transfer from Pepperdine, Jan Zedek, averaging 14 points and over 4 rebounds. His dad played at UCLA and won a championship there back in 1995. He was later a first-round draft pick of the Charlotte Hornets. For Morehead State, same lineup as it's been. The point guard to start will be Drew Thelwell, preseason All-OVC pick, a 6'3 sophomore from Orlando, Florida, averaging 10 points, 2.5 rebounds, and almost 4 assists per game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, who's had 48 points in his last two games combined, 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 11.3 points, 5.6 rebounds. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging almost 10 points a game and over 4.5 rebounds a contest. One of the forwards will be Riley Minix, Morehead State's top scorer, 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, averaging just over 16 points a game and 8 rebounds a contest. And in the post for MSU will be Xavier transfer Deontay Miles, a 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 6 points and 6.6 rebounds per ball game. Your officials for this contest, Chris Hudson, Shane Staggs, and Brian Washer. Earlier this afternoon on this very same hardwood at FamilyLeisure.com court, the MSU women fell in a tough one to East Tennessee by a count of 56-52. I'm Chuck Rouse, along with Drew Barnett. We'll come back and talk about this one in just a moment as we continue our pregame show on this, the Eagle Sports Network.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, TicketSmarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the TicketSmarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think TicketSmarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
And before we continue our pregame show, let's go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett, Morehead State, about to host Chattanooga. Drew, we're talking about this game. This is a good game for Morehead State to play.
An excellent game. Chattanooga, one of the better teams out of the SoCon. I think this is really good for both teams. Two of the better teams from what are traditionally one-bid leagues. You kind of like to see those types of opponents in out-of-conference games. As much as you like playing against the Big Ten, the ACC, like we have, this is a good team that's a little bit more... You're not just getting a paycheck and getting your head kicked in. And both of these teams can really play. Matchup-wise, They go deep into their bench. They're really long. They're really good. I mean, there's just no other way to describe Chattanooga.
Well, the one thing that Morehead State is still working on is overcoming the turnover bug. I mean, in the last game, they beat Austin Peay by 11 points, 61-50, but won despite giving the ball away 20 times.
Yeah, and that's going to be an issue today. Chattanooga also has turnovers themselves. They turn it over more than they force. If you're looking for a weak spot in their game, that's probably it. But both teams are trying to combat that. I think that's going to be one of the keys today. Who can avoid turning it over?
When you talk about Chattanooga, their head coach, Dan Earle,
had
a very nice career at VMI.
Really good.
Was the SoCon Coach of the Year at VMI back in 2020-21.
Right.
Last year, he led Chattanooga, a team that wasn't expected to do much, all the way into the championship game of their conference tournament. They finished up at 18-17, and they have a program with the arrow pointing up.
Very much so. Dan Earle, a great run at VMI, and I know that might not sound spectacular, but VMI is one of those schools that your recruiting pool is very limited because it is a military institution and the athletes don't get any breaks. The fact that he had the success there they did while they were in the Big South and then in the SoCon was remarkable.
Preston Spradlin, of course, has done a wonderful job here at Morehead State.
Yeah.
Seventh year, a record of 119-103, and this is a Morehead State program that's well established at the mid-major level.
It very much so, and what's even more remarkable about it is you remember the conditions in which he took it over. That first year as a head coach, I think he only won 61 games, but he was basically trying to put together a team with masking tape. And to take it from where it was when it started to what it is now, as you said, one of the more successful mid-majors out there, he's just done a remarkable job.
Talking about the matchup, Honor Huff is a guy who will get his points, I think.
Yes.
When you watch him play, he's going to get his shots. He's going to get his points. He averages about 17 a game. The guy I think you really need to find a way to stop is Sam Alexis.
Yeah.
Because he's averaging over 13 points and 11 rebounds a game. He had only 6 rebounds in their loss against Lipscomb. So if you can control Sam Alexis, allow Huff to get whatever he's going to get.
Right.
I think he's got a pretty good chance of winning this ballgame.
Yeah, they do. The other thing about this team, this Chattanooga team, and he did this at VMI, they go 9 or 10 deep into their bench. I don't think they have a single guy averaging over 30 minutes, or not many. So they're getting those numbers only playing 3 quarters of the game.
Well, Morehead State will be without Trent Scott.
Yeah,
Trent
that hurts.
Fractured his jaw about a week and a half ago, I think, in practice.
Yeah.
And from what we understand, he's supposed to have surgery this week. He could be lost for about six weeks.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a long time to go without your backup point guard.
Right.
He was playing very well before he had to be headed to the sidelines with that injury.
Yeah, I mean, really well, especially coming off the bench and giving quality minutes and even producing, you know, some good stat lines. So We really hate to be without him. You wish him a speedy recovery. He's just a really good kid. You hate to see that happen to anybody.
Well, that means that I think that some other guys are going to have to step up.
Absolutely.
You talk about Jerome Morton off the bench, along with George Marshall, who has not had many minutes lately. We understand that this guy is a very good offensive player.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to get a little bit better on defense, but he's going to have to be out there to provide minutes for the other guys so that they can get off the floor and get a break. Morehead State was very tired at the end of that Austin Peay game.
Yeah,
their guards, Lathan Thelwell and Thomas, because they're out there 35 to 38 minutes of contest.
Right, and that's going to be a factor today because Chattanooga goes deep into their bench, whereas Morehead State will get worn out. So George Marshall, when he's out there, like, we just need quality minutes.
Absolutely, and if he can score a little bit too to go along with that, and we understand that's the one thing he does very well. That's going to help this team a whole lot.
Right.
Jordan Lathan, in the absence of Trent Scott, is going to really be the de facto backup point guard.
Yes.
So that's something to watch too. We talk about turnover problems. Jordan can play the point and do it pretty well, but at the same time, Morehead State has to kind of change the way it rotates its players.
Yes. And again, taking on a role that he can play, has played, but not what he primarily plays. About to get this started. But again, a really good matchup. It's not going to be easy. Morehead State at home, and I know Chattanooga's coming off of a loss, but they're deep, they're long, they're talented. The SoCon is a really good basketball conference if you follow it, and they're one of the better teams in it.
I'm interested to see the matchup between Deontay Miles of Morehead State and Jan Zedek of Chattanooga. Zedek is more of a European-type player.
He
does come from the Czech Republic.
Right.
He's not a guy that rebounds a lot. He can score at almost 14 points a game, but he only has about 4 rebounds a game.
Right, and which part of that might be European. He just assumes it's going in, I guess. Yeah, he's not one that really crashed the glass.
He shoots 40% from outside the arc. Deontay Miles is more of the true post player.
Right, and I don't even know how that's going to match up, because if they're going to try and draw Miles out to guard him, that is good. That is a very interesting matchup, because that just leaves the paint wide open. But yeah, he is a big guy with range.
Morehead State will be dressed in the home white uniforms, royal blue numbers and letters, and royal and gold trim. Gold traveling uniform for Chattanooga with white numbers and some navy blue trim. They do have some sort of an insignia on the front of their jersey.
Yeah.
It doesn't say Mox or Chattanooga. Not exactly sure what the insignia is. Looks like a cactus.
Yeah, it's a cross between a railroad car and a mockingbird, I'm told. But I'm not seeing either one, much less a cross between them.
Chattanooga wins the opening tip and has the ball. Zedek bounced baseline, cutting for the ball and scoring, or trying to score a layup, was Huff, but he's blocked hard from behind by Will Thomas, who is trailing the play.
And that was a great backdoor cut, and just but a great recovery by Morehead State. So 11 seconds in, already some good action.
20 on the shot clock, baseline left. Inbounding Shea. High left, Alexis. He'll drive the right wing at the arc on Miles. Wants to cutter at the baseline. Ball knocked away by Miles into the Morehead bench. And I think they're going to allow Chattanooga to retain the possession.
So you like the defense so far by Morehead, first blocking a shot and then nearly the tip there out of bounds.
11 to shoot, right hash inbound. Millen back to the timeline and Shea. Shea coming forward on Thelwell. Now switch up with Minix defending. Back to Thelwell, left to the lane. Shea at the block. Fades, fires from there. Side of the rim, no. Minix flies high in the air for the rebound. Yeah. The two-hand grab, he'll bring it the other way on the dribble. High left to Lathan, right to left out front for it, Thelwell. Thelwell pounding it down against the man-to-man. Left wing, Thomas. Back out straight away, Minix. Minix head of the key, back wide left, Lathan. Had a screen, he'll cut the angle to the near side. Minix open, he'll shoot the three. Back of the rim, no.
Good shot, good ball movement, but just didn't go down.
Alexis the rebound, the Mox have it coming the other way. It's Huff, he'll turn left, come free throw line. The runner from there, got it. And UT Chattanooga leads by a 2-0 score.
Just a runner into the paint shot that went down.
Some zone pressure by Chattanooga, backcourt. Thelwell skips it across to Lathan. MSU breaks the pressure, back at the logo. Thelwell controls, now works between the circles with a right-hand dribble on Millen. Coming right to left to the far side, Lathan for the basketball. Lathan turns right, near side Thelwell, 7 to shoot. He'll turn left, come top of the key, 5 to shoot, far side Lathan, 4 to shoot. He'll back out, shoot the 3, side of the rim, no. Left block rebound, Alexis for Chattanooga. Near sideline, Huff, down the wing to Millen. Millen, left block extended on Zedek. Pounds it to his right, comes to the paint, fakes, hooks, misses over Minix. Ball knocked to the floor, picked off the hardwood by Morehead State.
Good defense by Minix to alter the shot there.
Thelwell high right, leaves it out front for Miles. Back behind him, Thelwell.
And
now we've got Shea pushing Miles, who was trying to set a screen, and that's got to be a foul.
Yeah, it was. It's one thing to fight through screens, but that's a little too much.
He was just pushing him out of the way, which is pretty good because the guy weighs 240 pounds. Shot clock is reset to 20 for Morehead State. Early substitution for the Mox. Shea comes out, and he'll be replaced by Rudy Fitzgibbons, a Citadel transfer, a 6-foot junior from Atlanta, averaging 2 points a game. Thelwell, right wing at the arc, Thomas. Thomas holds, looks. One bounce and back out to Minix. Minix, left-hand dribble down the far side, back out to Thelwell, 10 to shoot. He'll drive in, put up the layup, miss it. Offensive rebound, Miles, left-hand puts back in, roll and go, and Morehead State tied it.
Yeah, and a really good job by Miles. They're really going to need him to step up in the post today.
2-2 the score. Morehead State retreats on defense. Fitzgibbons out at the logo. Right half coming back for it. Millen, head of the key, Alexis. Wide to the left, Zedek. He'll turn to his right, come free to line, back to the near side, Fitzgibbons, 14 to shoot, left block extended, Alexis. Morehead State will trap on Alexis. He's got no place to go,
and
we've got a traveling violation. I can see it, he moved the pivot foot.
Yeah, he did. And that was, Morehead State forced that with the trap, the double team. So I love what they're doing defensively early against a team that's hard to defend.
Again, that zone pressure looks like a 1-2-2. Three-quarter court pressure by Chattanooga. Morehead State fell well with the ball. Trapp can't get across the line. Now to Latham, who gets it to the right sideline and across the midcourt stripe. Back out he goes to Fellwell, wide left. Far hash Thomas comes out for it. Minix, head of the key to Latham. Wide left, Minix. Left angle drive to the corner. Fellwell drew on the drive to the paint. Comes baseline left. Turns 10 foot off the glass and through.
Again, drove into the paint. He just banked it in. That was beautiful.
Didn't know if he had enough space to do that.
Yeah.
4-2 Morehead. Chattanooga has Huff on the drive with a left-hand scoop and score. We're tied at 4.
Yeah, both of Chattanooga's points have come off drives to the paint.
He tried to take the pass from Lathan, and it was Fitzgibbons who just leveled him, and a first foul on Rudy Fitzgibbons. His first, the Mock second. Morehead State will have it at the near sideline to inbound. Looks like a change as Zedek comes out, and the Mocs will replace him with Demetrius Davis, a 6'9 senior from Atlanta, averaging 3 points, three rebounds. Morehead State, the same five out there that they started with. Latham the other way. Bounce across far sideline backcourt to Fellwell. They run the trap at him to Latham. Now across the line, right of the emblem to the near hash and back to his left between the circles. Fitzgibbons guards him. Man-to-man, Chattanooga. Latham, 15 to shoot, left of the lane, gets to the baseline, lost the handle on it, and traveled. Morehead State with a turnover.
Yeah.
And that will be the first against the Eagles. 4-4 the score, Chattanooga with the basketball, 16-18 to go in the first half. Fitzgibbons the other way, down the middle, unguarded, and met as he crosses the timeline by Fellwell, MSU man-to-man. Right wing to Davis, bounce right block extended at the baseline. It goes to Alexis, out to Davis, off the hands of Millen. It goes to Fitzgibbons, back. It goes to Millen. He'll drive the right angle, force up a layup and miss it. Floor rebound, Morehead State, fell well with it.
He just missed the layup.
Drew backs it up, out top to Latham, who runs toward the left arc. Latham with 20 on the shot clock, turns right, goes far side, open. Minix for three, off the iron, off the glass, no. Baseline right, the rebound, Alexis ahead to Fitzgibbons. Here comes Chattanooga right to left on the fly.
Another good look, just didn't go down.
Straight away, Fitzgibbons for a triple, no. Offensive rebound, Alexis got between two Eagles to grab it. Near side to Davis. He'll fire up a three, no, back of the iron. Rebound this time cleared off by Morehead State's Jordan Latham. To Fellwell, through the logo to the offensive end. Coming wide right, turns left off the screen from Miles. Turns right, comes to the right of the lane, outside the block, toward the free throw line, Minix. Minix trying to back in, back up top, Thomas, 11 to shoot, far side, Latham, and he's bumped and fouled by Davis.
Yeah.
And that's the third Mock foul, and number one on Demetrius Davis, and that takes us to a media timeout. 15:04 left to go in the first half, a lot of action, not much scoring. It's 4-4, Morehead State and Chattanooga here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Well, Morehead State and Chattanooga going back and forth early with 15:04 left to play in the first half. As we talked about, not much scoring. It's 4-4 right now. Looking at the shooting numbers, Morehead State 2 of 6. Chattanooga 2 of 8, rebounding even at 5, turnovers 1-1.
Yeah, and again, it's been a kind of a frenetic pace. The score doesn't really reflect the pace of the game so far. And Chattanooga, they'll get it up and down. They like to score.
And those are by the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Morehead State from here has a week off. It's finals week at Morehead State. And then next Sunday, a ball game coming up at home against North, or rather they'll be at North Alabama. I'm sorry. Yeah. Morehead State has the basketball. Drew Fellwell works it out front. Left wing coming out. Eddie Ricks to come in. Left elbow, Minix. Minix jumps pass to the far side. Ricks has to track it down and save it in. Back out to Fellwell into a double team to Ricks, high right. He'll penetrate, spin to his right, come to the block, dish down low. Minix back to Miles, lost it, got it back, put up the left, missed the shot, and drew the foul. Good ball movement against
good defense
by the Mox.
Yeah. And the Mox, they're a good defensive team, too. Another thing they do real well is switch. But, again, Morehead State really moving the ball well.
Foul goes on Randy Brady, who just came in, a 6'4 redshirt sophomore from Chattanooga. Miles, the big lefty at the line, where he will have two, trying to give Morehead State the lead. Here's the first one up, and he won't do it on that one. It kicks out, no good. Miles with 2 points on a field goal. Miles actually now 6 of 9 for the season from the free throw line.
Yeah.
67%. He'll try again, slots down, left-hand push. This one spins out, no good. Brady the rebound for the Mox. And missed them both.
Missed them both, so game still tied, knotted at 4.
Fitzgibbons inside the line on Fellwell. Right hash coming back, Brady. Brady skips it out to Zedek. Around the left to Davis, inside. Ball knocked away, out of bounds, off of Brady, and it's Morehead State basketball. Good defense by Miles.
Yeah, real good defense by Miles.
So again, the full court 1-2-2 zone pressure by Chattanooga. Ball in to Jerome Morton, who just came in for Morehead State. Ahead to Ricks, back to Morton. One bounce, right sideline offensive end inside the hash. Fellwell on the catch. Drew turns left to reset up top. Looking for help. High left, Minix. Riley angling in, coming baseline left. Trap, kick out far side. Open Ricks for three. Back of the rim, no. Minix taps the rebound out to Ricks. Wide right, Fellwell. Near side to Morton. Morton on the right angle drive. Got to the hole with a left-hand scoop and score.
And just a really nice drive by Morton. Nobody rotated over to pick him up. Just laid it in.
His first 2 points give Morehead State a 6-4 lead. Brady up top on the dribble. High dribble it is. Looking for the cutter at the baseline. Davis puts up the wild shot that missed everything. Floor rebound. Baseline left to Minix. Minix comes the other way to Fellwell. Fellwell wide left. Between the legs dribble. Takes it to the right block. To the goal. He'll lay it up off the glass and off the rim. No, Zedek pulls down the board for the Mox. Left sideline, Fitzgibbons on the run for UTC. High left, Brady wide open for a three ball. Bangs it off the heel of the iron, off the top of the glass, out of bounds. It goes to Morehead State. Good effort by Jerome Morton not to chase that ball.
Right.
Although he was tempted.
Yeah, just let it go out and set up the offense here.
Khalil Thomas back in for Morehead State. Fellwell comes out. Latham will replace him. Both of those as getting a breather. Morehead State trying to use his players liberally to keep them fresh.
Yeah.
Latham against no pressure. Down the middle through the logo, left to right to the offensive end. Picked up by Brady, top of the key. Left side coming out at the arc. Ricks, cross court, Latham. Latham to Thomas. Thomas to the left hash, back for it. Morton. 14 to shoot out to Ricks, high right, Thomas. He'll turn left, looking for an opening. Far side, Morton. Morton. Dogged by Sean Cusano. He'll shoot the three, back of the rim, no.
Good-looking shot, just didn't go in.
Baseline left, Zedek. The rebound for UTC to Brady. Brady to the left side, Cusano. Near hash, Huff. Huff clears it, cross court to Noah Milson, a 6'6 freshman who came in. Zedek, far side, 15 to shoot. Out it goes to Cusano, Brady.
Oh.
Near corner, wide open, Milson for three, and he bags it.
Yeah, and really good ball movement there by Chattanooga, but Morehead State just lost him. He was just wide open on the baseline.
7-6, zone pressure again by the Mox. Thomas has it, left angle. He'll take it to the paint. Euro step on a right-hand scoop, baseline left. He scores it. 8-7, Morehead State. Zedek open at the right baseline. Got Ricks in the air. Put up the shot. Blocked by Eddie, but a foul on Ricks.
Yeah.
And that'll be the first Morehead State foul of the ballgame. Comes with 12-12 to go in the first half.
Yeah, and again, kind of a defensive breakdown there, which led to the foul, but at least he fouled him and was able to keep him from getting either the and one or just the easy lay-in, making him earn it from the line.
Jan Zedek yet to score in this ball game, 76% for the season at the line. He has two as he stands in. Free throw line to our left. Puts up the first one, and he ties the ball game up as he knocks it down for his first point. Morehead State takes out Miles, replaced by Zach Adeyemi, the 6'9 graduate student from Houston, Texas, averaging about a point and a half and nearly two rebounds. Zedek. Nice. Second free throw up, and he knocks that one down, too, and Chattanooga with a 9-8 advantage.
Yeah, and Morehead State, you've mentioned this a couple times, Chuck, going deeper into their bench right out of the gate, really early into the game.
Shea is back in for Chattanooga. Morehead State offensive end, Lathan works the point, comes across the line, high left to Thomas, kick out straight away, Ricks flies it to the far side, Thomas open for a three, yes sir!
And a great shot there by Thomas to knock it down.
11-9 MSU, Zedek between the circles, plays it down, high right to Shea, Zedek sets the screen, Shea a triple, a miss, rebound knocked baseline right to Melson. Tracked by Thomas. He got it back to Shea. Kick out to the near side. No one home. Turnover. Ball thrown out of bounds. Yeah. And we have a timeout.
Yeah, that was a great pass, but nobody was there.
Except Dean Harden.
Yeah, except Dean Harden. The Jared TV Stacey. Guys. Yeah, couldn't keep it in.
All right, 11:42 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Your score, it's Morehead State 11, Chattanooga 9. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Morehead State on top of Chattanooga 11-9 with 11:41 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Shooting numbers, Morehead State 5 of 12, which is just below 42%. Chattanooga 3 of 12, 25%. The Mocs have made only one of their last seven field goal tries. They're 1 of 5 outside the arc. The Eagles 1 of 6. Chattanooga 2 of 2 at the line. MSU 0 of 2. Rebounding 9-7. UTC turnovers 3-1 Chattanooga.
Yeah, Chattanooga, well, neither Morehead State or Chattanooga shooting as well as they typically do from outside yet.
Drew Fellwell has re-entered for Morehead State, tracked by Mellon as he gets to the timeline. Skips it across the line, right hash coming back, offensive end Lathan. One bounce back across toward the left hash, and Fellwell extending that zone out there and trapping out of it. Down the left sideline, Thomas, and out to the logo, and Fellwell as he surveys the defense, 12 to shoot. High right, wide left, Iemi. One bounce to his left, back behind him, Thomas. Seven to shoot. High right, Fellwell for three. Got it!
And hopefully that starts to heat Morehead State up.
He'd made only one of his last seven. He changes that in a hurry. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Morehead leads 14-9. Alexis, down the right sideline, Shea. Steps left, fakes the shot. Bounce to the right sideline, Alexis. And back out straight away, Shea. Shea hands it back to his left and with it, Alexis to Huff. Bounce inside the lane. The runner from Sam Alexis is in. His first 2 points. He was wide open inside.
Yeah, he
probably could have gotten to the basket.
Right.
14-11 MSU. Rick's right corner back to the near hash and Lathan. Across to Thelwell. They're extending that defense out. Thelwell comes right off the Rick screen. Top high right, wide left Iemi, and now we've got the legal screen set by Iemi.
Not barely, but I suppose he was moving.
First on Zach, second on Morehead State, and out goes Ricks, and in comes Riley Minix as he returns to the lineup. Fitzgibbons is back in for the Mocs of UTC. 14-11, Morehead State by three, defends inside the half-court line. Shea right of the emblem, down the right sideline, coming back toward Mellon. He'll drive the lane. Come in on Iemi, block. Thelwell comes away with it, coast to coast, ahead, left of the lane. Scoop and score by Lathan.
What a sequence by Morehead State. A fantastic block on the defensive play that led to the transition basket.
Four for Jordan Lathan now. Morehead State leads 16-11. Free throw line, Alexis with Iemi on him, high right, Shea. Takes it left, off the screen, he'll shoot the three, off the rim, off the glass, no. High in the air, rebound, Riley Minix, Morehead State with two hands. Left of the emblem, he'll bring it across himself to the head of the key and down the right wing away. Standing dribble, straight away to his left to Lathan. Lathan penetrates, turns it left of the lane. Keeps his dribble, now left corner, Thomas. Cross court, high right, catch and shoot three for Thelwell, swish!
Thelwell hitting his last two after going into a bit of a drought. 19-11, Morehead State.
Eight for Drew Thelwell to lead the Eagles. Chattanooga offensive end. Left wing, Fitzgibbons. Fitzgibbons back out to Alexis. Try to get it to the cutting Shea at the baseline. He was bumped, and I think he was fouled. Yes,
yeah.
That's the case.
And Chattanooga, they do run that back door occasionally. They've tried to do it two or three times tonight. But Morehead's been ready for it every time, which Morehead State is really prepared today.
Thomas with his first foul, third on MSU. We got some changes as Brady is back in for Chattanooga. I see Miles out there for Morehead State. Huff is also back
there.
Very
close to a five count.
Right corner. Alexis has it on Miles. 17 to shoot. He'll take it toward the far elbow. His pass tipped and stolen by Lathan. Jordan in the offensive end. Takes it far side. Coming around straight away. Thomas for a three. Back of the rim. No rebound. Tapped out. High right. Thelwell picks it off the floor and knocks down the three.
Drew Thelwell's having himself a half. And timeout at Chattanooga.
Thelwell got that loose ball in the bounce and just took it right back up and scored for three. And he's got 11 points on three straight balls.
Yeah. And you hate to kind of, well, Chattanooga calling timeout. They have quite a decent-sized toolbox. There's a lot of different things you like to do. So expect, if not a lineup change, maybe a change in the approach on offense and defense. But it's hard to not be, it's hard to be disappointed in anything you've seen out of Morehead so far.
Well,
the defense,
you know,
has been great.
I'll say one thing about Chattanooga. They've been switching their defenses up quite a bit.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. That's a great point. And Morehead's read it every single time.
Millen, Brady, Alexis, Fitzgibbons, and Huff out there for Chattanooga. Morehead State will answer with Miles, Thomas, Thelwell, Minix, and Lathan. Chattanooga to go right to left, 94 feet. Morehead State will play defense inside the half-court line. Fitzgibbons toward the right sideline, now cuts to the right of the logo. In the center of the ball, and now we got, I think, Lathan holding off, and a foul on Jordan Lathan, his first, and the fourth on MSU. Now, Zedek back in for Chattanooga as sitting down, Tyler Millen. 24 to shoot inside the left hash, Randy Brady on the Chattanooga inbound. Brady back toward the line, and Fitzgibbons plays it down on Thelwell, Morehead man-to-man. Out for it, Huff back to the driving Fitzgibbons, baseline left to the right corner. Zedek, fadeaway three, front of the iron, no. Rebound kicks left of the lane. Over to Jordan Lathan. He'll do it himself across the timeline. Lathan down the far wing. Bounce left block extended, Minix. Riley plays it down on Zedek, tries to pound his way in there. Now goes up and under, forces up the shot from five off the glass, off the rim. No whistle, and we've got what?
An over-the-back foul, it looks like, on Deontay Miles.
Okay, for Miles, his first.
Yeah.
And the fifth on Morehead State.
Right. And again,
22-11, the Eagles on top.
Yeah, Minix really tried to drive the lane there rather than dish it out, but got a decent shot up.
Huff driving left of the lane into Miles, down low, baseline right. to Alexis, far side, Brady. You bring it back out now to Huff. Huff on the drive to the baseline. Almost tripped. Got it back to the cutting Zedek, who scores the layup.
And that was the first time they've tried to draw Miles out. They were able to do it that time and get the easy layup. That is a scoring drought.
22-13, Morehead. Fellwell, high left, Minix. Back out straight away, Miles. Wide right, Fellwell. Drew to the far side. Thomas off the screen, open for three. It spins out, no good.
Great looking shot. The whole ball went down.
Floor rebound. Fitzgibbons couldn't control it and lost it out of bounds. And we have a media timeout. And Morehead State will have the basketball when we return. 7:52 left to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. It's Morehead State 22, Chattanooga 13. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
It's that time of year again. It's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. Have you recently discovered that your health care provider is no longer in your network? Call us at 606-780-1387 to see what options you have. We are your local Medicare Resource Center at the Porter Group Insurance. That's 606-780-1387 or find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64 exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
22-13, Morehead State leads Chattanooga at Johnson Arena with 7:51 to go in the first half. Let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
And we'll go inside the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank, Morehead State, 9 of 19 from the field, 4 of 11 outside the arc, nothing of 2 at the line. As for Chattanooga, 5 of 17 from the floor, 1 of 7 from three-point distance, 2 of 2 at the line, 11-10, Morehead State leads in rebounding. And in turnovers, 5-2 Chattanooga, Morehead State baseline left offensive end, 20 in the shot clock, will have Fellwell inbounding. Fellwell loops it toward the left corner, Minix back along the wing, Ricks out front to Glathan, to the right side, Thomas. Right angle drive now by Fellwell, kick out straight away, Thomas. Down the wing and out to Ricks, wide left. Ricks, left of the lane, fades and fires from 12, wouldn't go. Zedek takes down the board for Chattanooga on the run, right sideline, Huff. Huff cut off by Thomas, cross court coming out between the circles now, Fitzgibbon. Fitzgibbons clears it back out to Alexis. A couple of bounces. Wants Huff, can't find him. Good defense by Thomas there. Yes. Zedek now has the ball. Bounce to the right corner. And now to Davis to the left corner. There's Fitzgibbons for a triple one.
Yeah.
Fitzgibbons with a three.
Yeah, their last two field goals have come from just moving the ball around and finding somebody open on the baseline.
Ricks between the circles, Morehead up 22-16. High left, Minix. Right to left behind him, Latham. Left angle drive. Jordan to the hole with a right-hand scoop. No. Minix can't get the rebound. Knocked on the floor. Ricks has it. High right, open. Thomas, the three. Yes, sir!
Hit that one. He's had a couple of open looks, but missed him. He drilled that one.
25-16, Morehead State. Huff to the top of the key. Got us to the cutting. Alexis tries a stuff. Blocked by Minix. To Thomas. To Ricks. Ricks right sideline. Pitch back to Latham. He'll step into a long three. High off the iron, off the glass. No. Fitzgibbons, one of the smaller guys on the floor, gets the rebound. He'll turn and burn the other end for Chattanooga. Back behind him to Alexis. Now ball knocked away by Latham. Jordan with a steal. Takes it to the hole. Tries to wrap around left. Missed it. But a follow-up by Minix is in.
Yeah. And a lot of contact there, no whistle, but Morehead State getting the rebound and put back anyway. Lead back to 11 just like that.
Riley's first 2 points make it 27-16 MSU. 6 minutes to play in the half. Alexis straight away for three from the top of the key and not cut down.
And you mentioned he can't hit from out there.
Make that 6 of 16 this year from outside the arc for him. 27-19, Morehead by 8. Ricks up top, bounce toward the left elbow. Minix back behind him. Thelwell, he'll step out for a three. It'll rattle and go!
Thelwell on fire. That's his fourth three-pointer of the game, and we're only not even 15 minutes in.
He's got 14 points, 30-19, Morehead State. Huff bangs into Lathan as he tries a layup. Will they count it? He made it.
And
they do.
They count it. It looks well, like it may have been on the floor, but they're going to give him the shot.
So he's got 6 points and a free throw to come.
And anyway, so 30-21 with the free throw coming up. 5:28 to go. Just like that, it could be trying to cut back into the lead, get it down to 8, Chattanooga.
Changes for both teams. We'll pick them up on the fly. It looks like Morehead State has sent in Jerome Morton. Among the changes, free throw by Huff. He completes the old-fashioned three-point play. Now has 7 in the game.
Yeah. And Morehead State continuing to work in a lot of guys from their bench.
Lathan comes out. See, the Eagles have Thomas, Thelwell, Morton, Minix, and Miles on the floor. Again, that 1-2-2, three-quarter court trap. Ball across the line. Thomas to Morton to the right side. Alley-oop inside. Slammed down by Minix.
Yeah.
Minix running the left baseline all by himself. 32-22. Morehead State by 10. Right hash, Cusano is in now for Chattanooga up top. Zedek back behind him. Cusano bobbled the ball. Now shoots the three. Plank it off the iron. No rebound. Slapped in the air. Miles took it away from three players and gives it to Morton.
Miles having a really good game. Maybe not in the stat line, but he's played well defensively, disrupted a lot of shots, and gotten some boards.
Thelwell to the left side to Thomas. Bounce to his right. Now to Minix. Left elbow, back court. Miles, cross court, Minix. Riley trying to move in with 12 to shoot. Down the near side, Thelwell, curling left. Now a circle back to his right, tried to get to the hole, but as he did, there was a whistle that stopped play.
I didn't see what happened.
And it's a foul on Shea of the Mox, his second, and their fifth. Shea will have to come out right back in there. Brief breather for Huff as he's back in there. 20 on the shot clock. Baseline right. Morton will inbound. Morton looking to the right corner. Baseline left. The Minix tries to spin. Lost the ball. He's tackled by Cusano nearly, and Cusano with a foul. He grabbed him.
Right.
He was trying to bring him down.
Which,
Cusano hoping to be the SoCon sack leader.
Kind of a boneheaded play there. He would have had him trapped on the baseline had he not tried to tackle it.
Noah Melson back in for Chattanooga. Shot clock rewound to 20. Baseline left almost under the glass. Minix inbounding for Morehead. Top of the key, loops it out to Thelwell. Through, one bounce, left wing Thomas. Left of the lane, Minix spins to his left, takes it to the hole, lays it up and in.
So Minix coming to life here with baskets on the last two possessions for him.
He's got
up to 12.
He's got 6 points, 34-22. MSU, 4:11 to go in the half. Cusano left of the logo. Bounce high right to Zedek on Miles. Zedek looking for the cutter at the baseline. Now trying to back in Miles. Turns to his right to the block. Feeds up a wild shot. Missed it off the glass.
And a late whistle after a good defensive play here.
Boy, that was a late whistle on the foul on Miles. Well after... The ball was shot and on the hardwood, loose, and Morehead State had picked it up and was going the other way, but such it is. Morehead State with foul number 7, so Chattanooga in the bonus as we head to the media timeout with 3:59 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads Chattanooga 34-22 on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Well, Moorhead State with a 34-22 lead over Chattanooga. 3:57 to go in the half. That foul, by the way, on Deontay Miles, his second personal, and that is significant, Drew, because that may send Deontay to the MSU bench for the rest of the first half, and that will be up to Zach Iemi to come in here and spell him.
Most likely so, and that's crucial because of how disruptive Deontay's been on the defensive end. He's had a great game, and you don't want him to pick up that third foul before the half. Again, a very late whistle. After what looked to me, and I think you too, to be an excellent defensive play.
Zedek will be at the line, and they'll call us a two-shot foul. Iemi has come in for Miles, by the way. Zedek with the first one up, and it's perfect. He now has 5 points, 3 of 3 at the line. Zedek squats down, right hand push, second one, good. And he'll come out, and he's replaced by Sam Alexis. 34-24, Moorhead State against the zone pressure. They trap,
and
now
ball
ahead to Thomas, nearly stolen.
Yeah.
Thomas on the drive to the right side, near corner. Minnick's open for three, this time he gets it to go.
Yeah, and I guess the best way you would call that is a transition three. That's the thing about the 1-2-2 zone press, when you go for the steal and don't get it, you're susceptible to a transition basket.
Suddenly, Riley has 9 points. Moorhead State 37, Chattanooga 24. Mocks on offense, ball knocked away. Cusano came up with it, left of the lane, kick out far side. Nelson for a line drive, open three, and he nails it.
Preston Spradlin very disappointed in Moorhead State's ability to rotate over there. We're up 10, but you wouldn't know it after that.
Delwell across the line against the man-to-man. High right, kicks it back out to Iemi. Spins it to the right side, and Morton at the arc. Thelwell pops out for it between the circles, 12 to shoot. High right, Minnick, near side, Thomas, 10 to shoot. Wide right, Morton to Minnick. 6 to shoot. Riley plays it down left of the lane to the block for the baseline to the goal. No, tapped up by Emmy. That doesn't go. They knock the ball around. Finally, Cusano of Chattanooga comes up with it at the left block. To Melson. Melson to the offensive end. Looking over traffic, heads down the near side. Backs up at the arc. Near corner, Cusano. High left, Alexis. He'll turn right back behind him, right to left. Huff. He'll drive the leg, pull up at the left elbow, lost the handle on it, and it's picked off by Thelwell on the turnover.
Just lost it. He went up and let go of the ball.
2.5 to go in the first half. Moorhead by 10. Thelwell dancing back outside the left hash with the dribble. Down the far sideline, Thomas. Left block, Minnick. Minnick on Cusano with 14 to shoot. He'll play it down. Riley, no shot there. Kick out to Thomas. Had to save it out to Thelwell. 9 to shoot. Drew on the drive. He got to the hole and a scoop and a score.
Drew, not much of a slasher typically, but that was a fantastic drive to the basket.
He's got 16 points. Moorhead leads again by 12. 2 minutes to go in the half. Up, on the move, high left, fires a three and knocks it down. Took a dive trying to draw a foul on Morton, didn't get the call.
Tough shot, but it went in.
9 points for Honor Huff.
I get the sense they're not going to go away. This is a good Chattanooga team.
Yes, sir. Fell well the other way. Leaves it out front for Iemi. He'll drive to the left block, lost the handle on it. Hand checked and fouled. Probably a pretty good thing because he was out of control.
Right.
I think that's Cusano with the foul.
And that should send Moorhead to the line for 1-1.
That'll be the 7th on Chattanooga. And we got changes again for both teams. Looks like Fitzgibbons and Brady back in. for the Mocs.
Morehead State really going to their bench more than normal, and again, probably largely because of the opponent.
Cusano's second personal again. 1:43 to go in the half. Morehead by 9 with Zach Iemi line right. 1+1. It's Iemi, Morton, Thelwell, Thomas, and Minnickson wrapping up. I think a cut on Riley Minnickson.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering what the holdup was. It looks like there's
Looks like Huff, Davis,
yeah.
Alexis, Fitzgibbons, and Brady for the Mocs of Chattanooga. Yeah, they had to wrap up his bicep. He might have gotten a cut on that flurry under the goal a moment ago. Miami has struggled at the free throw line this year. Big Jack, 7 of 18. That factors out to 39%.
Yeah. Not
it's not too late to turn it around here,
right,
though.
Let's go for the reverse jinx here.
Miami's first one up. Front of the rim, no. Tapped up by Minix. That doesn't go in. Alexis, the rebound.
That's a part of his game he really needs to work on.
Yes. Fitzgibbons across the line. Tracked by Thelwell. Backs it up high right outside the arc. Looking for Huff. He's not open. Well covered by Morton. Now out for it. Popping out front for it. Alexis, far side. Fitzgibbons driving on Thelwell. Backs it to the corner. Fires a three in Kansas.
And as great as everything gone, just like that, the lead down to just 6.
1:14 to go in the half. Thelwell the other way. Left hash leaves it. Thomas skips it out front. Minix. Minix took a hard hand check from Brady, but got the ball to Iemi. Now Brady bumps him. High left Thelwell. Drew kicks it out far side. Minix driving toward the left baseline. Brady dogs him there. He'll turn to his right. Fade fire from 10. Off the left side of the rim. And Brady the rebound for the Mocs. Down the floor. Fitzgibbons. Wide left, Brady. Brady looking for Huff on the cut. Now he'll stand there, and now he'll shoot a three and drain it.
Just drain it. They can hit it, and a timeout here by Morehead State as the lead cut down to just 3.
It had been as high as 12.
Yeah.
But now
back to
Chattanooga, they found, I think, 3 straight triples.
Yeah. So a 9-0 run front by them.
12-2 run over the last 2:44. They've hit all 4 of their last field goal tries.
Yeah.
A 9-0 run, as you mentioned, over the last minute 14 for Chattanooga.
Yeah, so suddenly coming to life from 3-point range. Now shooting 50% for the game. After starting off 1 of 7.
And on the season, they're 32%.
Yeah.
Morehead State is 34% on the flip side of that.
Right. Season, they're 30. They've got a couple guys that can really light it up, but as a team, they also got guys that probably take more than they should.
This 30-second timeout by Morehead State, a good one. It's that use it or lose it timeout.
Right.
MSU will have the ball with 41.3 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah.
And a chance to maybe put a little more space between themselves and UTC.
Yeah, and you got to think, with 41 seconds to go, there's essentially 2 possessions remaining, barring something crazy. What you want to talk about is, we need to score, and then we need to stop them from scoring.
Chattanooga has thrown the kitchen sink at Morehead State defensively.
They have. It just seems like every possession, it's a different defensive look, and that is hard to play against.
Thomas on the inbound to Thelwell. The Mocs drop inside the half-court line to defend as Drew jogs it up with a right-hand dribble and up the timeline by Davis. Now a trap down the left sideline. Thomas leaps, saves it in, bounce left of the logo. Thelwell out front. He skips it off to Minix. Left wing coming around for Thomas. Back to Minix, far side. Riley on the angle drive, got to the hole, baseline right, scoops it up, missed it off the glass, off the rim, whistle, and they have a foul. Yes, we do, on Chattanooga.
Huh, okay, a bit of a late whistle there. I didn't see it either.
Randy Brady, his second, and for the Mocs, number 8, it will send Iemi back to the free throw line. Another 1+1 situation for Zach, who missed the front end the last time. Now he is 7 of 19 this season from the line.
Yeah.
Come on, big guy.
So
that takes his time with 21.1 seconds to go. Free throw up and in. There you are.
All right. 8 of 20 on the season. Now that's 40%.
The lead at 4 for Morehead State. Again, 21 seconds plus to go in this first half. Miami will line up the second one. Try again. Off the rim, off the glass. No. Brady in the paint. The rebound for the Mocs. Fitzgibbons. He'll come across the line. Left of the emblem. 14 seconds to go.
And they may just hold for the last shot.
I think they will. Fitzgibbons. Wide left to Alexis. To Huff. Huff coming around to his right. A defender on him. He'll shoot a three and miss it. Iemi the rebound. Oh. Lost it out of bounds with 4 seconds to go in the half.
So this will give Chattanooga another chance. Just couldn't corral the rebound. There was nobody around him. He just dropped it. And 4 seconds, Chattanooga inbounding right under the basket.
Baseline left, Fitzgibbons. Looking, wants Brady at the left baseline, 17 feet out on Thomas, spins, fades, fires from 16. Off the glass, rims out, no good. Oh. That looked like it was going to go down, but it didn't.
It's rare you see a ball that far below the rim that somehow rattles out. Very fortunate there by Morehead State.
And Morehead State will have the lead here at halftime at Johnson Arena. Your score at the break, MSU 40, Chattanooga 36. I'm Chuck Mraz, along with Drew Barnett. Coming back with our halftime report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Morehead State leads at halftime at home over Chattanooga by a score of 40-36. MSU led by as many as 12 in the first half, but Chattanooga, a flurry of late threes, crawling back into this ballgame, and it's still anybody's contest, Drew Barnett, as we point toward the second half.
Yeah, it really is. And the first half, again, it sort of went a little bit how you expect, pretty evenly matched. Morehead State with the 12-point lead. And I think we even said at the time, like, don't exhale, don't relax, because they can come back in a hurry.
Sure can. Let's go ahead and look at the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Chattanooga, again, trailing Morehead State 40-36 at halftime. For the Mocs, they were led in scoring by Honor Huff. He tops his team with 10 points right now. From there, everyone else in single digits. Jan Zedek with 6. Rudy Fitzgibbons with 6. 6 for Noah Melson. And 5 points for Sam Alexis. And 3 points for Randy Brady. Chattanooga, 12 of 28 from the field. Almost 43%. 7 of 15 outside the arc. That's good long-distance shooting.
Yeah.
That's almost 50%. 5 of 5 at the line. Out-rebounded by MSU, 18-17. Chattanooga with 6 assists, 7 turnovers in the first stanza. For Morehead State, the top scorer, Drew Thelwell, with a game-high 16 points. Almost in double figures, Riley Minix, he's got 9. 8 points for Khalil Thomas. 2 points apiece, Deontay Miles, Jordan Lathan, and Jerome Morton. A single point for Zach Iemi, and Eddie Ricks playing 7 minutes but not scoring. Morehead State, 16 of 34 from the field. 47.1%. Also, 7 of 15 outside the arc. 1 of 5, though, at the line. 18-17, Morehead on top in the rebound battle. MSU with 7 offensive rebounds, 10 assists in the first half, just 2 turnovers. Again, your score at halftime at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 40, Chattanooga 36. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Winger Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Never a bad time to count your blessings. One of our blessings is being able to serve you. Thanks for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Lisa Mesa Guido, professor of art at MSU. Lisa, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
So in addition to teaching art, you're also a co-advisor for InScape. Can you tell us what InScape is?
InScape's been around at the university since the 1950s, so it's a great tradition. Its official title is InScape Literary and Visual Arts Journal, and it is a joint-sponsored publication with the Department of English and Modern Languages and the Department of Communication, Media, Art, and Design. And it's an excellent opportunity for students to get experience publishing their work. That can be literary or visual and design. And also the literary side is student-run, student-led editorial board.
What kind of work do students submit? I'm thinking as far as the art, what kind of mediums, and then as far as the literary portion, what are they writing?
The art, we have a cover design contest, so we have students who will design a cover and then it becomes published. Literary, we have fiction, poetry, nonfiction, and then for the interior of the publication in terms of art, we have really any visual medium.
And what is the benefit to students on campus who participate?
So students who are published, obviously this is scholarly creative productions research. It's a resume line. It's a great way to get their work out there for people to see it. It can help them get into graduate school, could assist with future opportunities. And then because we have the student-led editorial board, they're getting all kinds of experience curating work that goes into it. They work, students work together to select pieces and figure out how things are going to be laid out in the publication.
And where could people find past issues of InScape?
Every copy of InScape that exists that we had a copy of has been scanned. Those are uploaded as PDFs into ScholarWorks, and if people go to Morehead State University InScape, if you just Google that, we have our own website for that, and you can download those copies for free.
And when are submissions due?
So submissions are due January 26th for all 3 competitions, and then in the spring we will have our reception, and that the dates are all online.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Lisa Mesa-Gaido. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
And we're getting set for the second half. We've got a few minutes before that starts. Morehead State on top at home over Chattanooga, 40-36. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Morehead State will have the next several days off. It's finals week at MSU. They'll play again next Sunday at North Alabama in a 3 p.m. game. We'll be on the air 2:45. Morehead State women who fell earlier today here on this very floor to East Tennessee, 56-52. Back in action a week from tomorrow as they'll be hosting Wheeling, West Virginia at 11 a.m. on a school day.
Yeah.
And that means all the kids will be here.
Yeah, field trip day. That's always a fun game.
Oh, yeah, the kids love it, and they bring a real electricity to the gymnasium. So, I mean, it's always fun to have them here.
Right, yeah.
And they don't have to just show up on field trip day.
Right, yeah, they can come whenever they want.
Well, let's talk about the second half, Drew Barnett. For Morehead State, in your mind, what has to happen?
It's more or less just the same. I thought in the first half what they did really well was on the offensive end, they're seeing a lot of different defenses, almost something different on every possession. And they identified it, got open shots, and it was sort of the same on defense. They really shut down, at least for the first 15 minutes, a lot of what they wanted to do. The only thing I would say is just maybe extend out a little bit now that they're starting to heat up from outside and contest some of those threes.
And obviously they'll try the backdoor cuts every chance they get.
Yeah.
They're hoping that Morehead State will extend and overplay a bit.
Right, and I think getting Deontay Miles back into the game is going to be big because while he may not have had the best stats, he was so disruptive defensively.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had a great game.
Yeah, I mean, he was changing the way the Mocs could play offense.
Right, and I don't think it's any coincidence that once he went out is when their offense started to click.
Again, your score at halftime as we get set for the second half. Morehead State on top, 40-36. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Your second half will be coming at you in just a minute here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA pork baby back ribs are specially priced for just $2.99 a pound. Two large bottles of fresh-squeezed Our Family orange juice, only $7. That's right, two large jugs of fresh orange juice, just $7. And the large 48-ounce carton of Ben & Jerry's ice cream is only $3.99. Warm up your family with the great grocery savings at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
Moorhead State, 40. Chattanooga, 36. Starting the second half, both teams are at their respective bench areas, getting some last pieces of advice and strategy from their head coaches. Looks like the Mocs will send out Zedek, Shea, Huff, Davis, and Millen. Moorhead State has yet to break its huddle. Now the Eagles coming out with Miles, Thelwell, Thomas. Let's see. Like we're short two right now.
We're not going to put
Chattanooga on the power play. Here comes Mannix and Lathan. MSU will have the ball to open things up. Yeah. Near side midcourt, Jordan Lathan on the inbound.
Jordan Lathan right in front of us. They say I got to be nice to him.
Drop it backcourt to Thelwell. Thelwell through the logo down the middle on Shea. Left to right to the far hash. Thomas on the catch. Right block, Mannix. Mannix bangs into Zedek, pounds his way in there. Takes once, twice, puts up the 5-foot one-hander. Yes.
It's a tough shot. I mean, just a really good job by Riley to create that shot and knock it down.
Very physical shot.
Yeah.
Riley with 11. Moorhead State leads 42-36. Mocs their first trip. Zedek on the drive on Mannix. He's to the near side of the key. Now doubled. Left of the lane, Alexis comes to the hole and slams it over Mannix.
Yeah, and again, they drew Miles out that time. You figured that they're going to continue to try and do that. That just opened the lane wide up for the junk.
42-38, Moorhead by four again. Thelwell just inside the line, leaves it for Mannix up top. Mannix moving it left and back out to Miles. Wide right, Thelwell, high left, Thomas, 15 on the shot clock, near side, open Lathan. He'll shoot the three, Jordan off the heel of the iron, couldn't get it to go. Huff the rebound. He'll weave through traffic for the Mocs the other end. Left of the lane. Now slows it down toward the corner. High left Shea to his right up top and Alexis. Looks for a pass behind him for the cutting Millen. Won't go. Right baseline Zedek on a mismatch on Lathan. Puts up the shot off the glass and through, and Lathan fouls him. There's a big size mismatch. If you had Lathan trying to guard the 6'9 Zedek, Jordan 6'4.
And Miles takes a seat. They're bringing Edie back in.
Yeah. Iami comes back in.
Zedek,
8 points in the contest, 4-4 at the line, trying to finish off the conventional three-point play with his team down by two.
Yeah.
Free throw on the way. It's in.
And Preston Spradlin talking to Deontay. I don't know if he's going to sit for very long. That may have been as much to communicate, don't let yourself get drawn out like that.
Lathan also comes out in favor of Jerome Morton for MSU.
Yeah.
Thelwell the other way, his team by one. Man-to-man, Chattanooga. Right hash coming around Thomas. Lost the ball, but he had it ripped out of his hands by Trey Millen, who picks up his first personal on the first of the half on either team. Shot clock is at 21. Moorhead State with a right hash inbound offensive end. Back it goes to Thelwell. To the right of the emblem. Inside the right hash, on the bounce to Thomas. Left hand pass out to Mannix. Mannix driving left of the lane, turns it back out, high right, Thelwell. Drew on Shea, starts in, comes out, gets to the lane, fades and fires from 14. Nothing but net.
And a good shot there by Drew Thelwell. He had a fantastic first half.
18 for Drew, and Moorhead State up by three, defends. Zedek out front, runs the weave with Mellon. Inside the left hash to Shea. Head of the key, open Alexis on Iemi. Drives the right side and back to Millen. Millen Kicks it back out to Shea. Head of the key, Alexis, 10 to shoot. Driving on Zach to the right block. Kick out near side. Millen. Baseline right. And a double team throws up a 10-point. A 10-foot air ball. Millen is knocked down on the foul on Morehead State.
And another late whistle after some really good help defense by Iami.
Iami with his second personal, Morehead State's first foul of the second stanza. That's going to send Tyler Millen to the free throw line. He's outstanding at the free throw line this season. 94%. He'll get two shots. He's yet to score in this contest. Lefty with the first one up and in.
Yeah, he's one of the best free throw shooters in the country, really. Rarely hits the rim, much less misses.
They'll try to get Chattanooga within one with his second free throw. Takes a deep breath, holds the ball on his hip now, a couple of bounces. Squats down, left hand push, second one, also good. 44-43, Morehead State by one. Thelwell met before he can get to the timeline by Millen. Right hash coming with it, Minix back to Thelwell, wide left. Near corner, Thomas. Catch, shoot, three, yes.
And a great catch and shoot there by Khalil Thomas.
Big one, too. Thomas with nine. Zedek on the run. High right to Alexis. Near side, Shea. Shea trying to drive on Thelwell. He's picked off. Inside the lane, he'll spin up. Blocked by Iami. Shea got it back and clears it out to the line. And Millen, right to left behind him. Huff for the handoff. 13 to shoot. Honor Huff. Wide left. Got it to Alexis, near side, Shea on Thelwell. He'll back up, fire a three, side of the rim, no. Minix the rebound and a foul. I think this might be on Morton.
Yeah,
I didn't see it was away from the ball.
It was away from the ball. There was a shove there. And what's frustrating about this is that it was so unnecessary. It had nothing to do with who was going to get the rebound. So Chattanooga getting another chance after a good defensive play by Morehead.
Morehead's first, second out. Or rather, Morton's first, Morehead's second. Left of the lane after the inbound. Controlling Alexis on Iami, trying to pound his way in there. Did they call another foul on Iami? Oh, come on. There wasn't that much contact.
Really minimal contact. And Iami has as much, right to the spot as he does. So
that's the third on Zach. Shot clock rewound to 20. Catch and shoot three, right corner after the inbound by Zedek. Ball rolling down the near sideline and out of bounds. And did they give it? Did they give that ball
this
to Chattanooga?
Like it was
not touched by a Morehead State player. They're saying Thomas touched it, and he said no.
So
what
now
in the world is going
chance.
On here?
Once the foul, then another foul, and now Chattanooga with a fourth chance on this possession.
Randy Brady in for Zedek. Shot clock at 20, right sideline inbound, and Preston Spradlin is living, wants an explanation on
right.
the ball.
Well, it was off of Chattanooga. That's why he was running for the ball. It's not reviewable. And the Mox will keep it with a fresh shot clock again.
Lathan back in there for Morehead. Up top, Alexis, far side, Brady. Brady on Minix, bounce left baseline. To Millen. Back out to Brady along the side. And out it goes to Huff. Five to shoot. Huff high left. He'll launch a line drive three. It curls out, no good. Left corner rebound. Tracked down by Lathan for Morehead State. Toward the left sideline and Thomas, who enters the front court.
Morehead State comes up with it. And so far, not a late whistle.
Lathan has it to Minix. Minix head of the key, near side Thomas. One bounce to his right, now to Lathan between the circles. Jordan Lathan, high right, 13 to shoot. Bounce right block extended. Minix being shoved there by Brady with the forearm. Minix will power his way in there, lay it up, and miss it. Ball off the hardwood, baseline right. Brady comes up with it to Shea. 47-43, Morehead State by four.
Minix has really been going to work in the post.
Shea
and
on
this
the
should
drive.
Be an offensive foul, and it
pushes
ends.
Off on Lathan, and Shea with a foul.
Yeah.
And that's the third on Miles Shea. And that should be for Chattanooga number two, it is.
Yeah.
Jordan Lathan took a major shove as Shea tried to drive the hole.
Yeah. Morehead State showing a lot of toughness on defense, especially on that last possession.
Thomas on the inbound to go 94 feet right to left to Thelwell. Threw down central across the timeline. Runs to the left side. Skips it back out to Iami. Handoff left to right behind him. Thelwell. Drew on the move. Comes to the hole. Scoops it up with the right hand. Off the window and in.
Chris Thelwell is possessed today.
20 points for him. Morehead State leads 49-43. 15:40 left to go in the ball game. Fitzgibbons, high right behind him, Alexis, guarded by Iami. coming around, rifled up behind him. Huff, he tries to get to the baseline, can't do it. Now backs out to the side and comes left to the top of the key, left of the lane, the drive, far corner, Fitzgibbons coming quickly by Thelwell, angles in, far side, Huff in the corner. He'll try a three ball high off the rim. No, and it goes over the backboard and out of bounds, and it's MSU basketball. Good defense there by the Eagles.
Yeah.
And we have a media
great
timeout.
Defense for the entire second half.
15:20 left to go in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 49, Chattanooga 43. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, Morehead State leads over Chattanooga 49-43. As we look at the shooting numbers, MSU at 50%, 20 of 40, 8 of 17 outside the arc, 1 of 5 from the free throw line. Out rebounded by Chattanooga right now, 21-20. The Eagles have just two turnovers. As for the Mocs, they're 14 of 35 from the field, 40%, 7 of 18 like MSU, almost pretty close.
Yeah.
From outside the arc, Morehead State, 8 of 17. And at the line, Chattanooga's perfect, 8 of 8, again winning the rebounding battle, 21-20. The Mocs with 8 turnovers, and that's by the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank.
Yeah, and the free throw is a big part of what's keeping Chattanooga in it, but we talked about the importance of turnovers. Just two turnovers against a pretty good defensive team. So that's another area where Morehead State's just been outstanding today. And, again, when you're playing against a good team, you have to do a lot of things really well in order to beat them.
Yeah. And as we talked about, this Chattanooga team is a good one. Came in at 5-2 on the year.
And
they're sending out, let's see, Huff, Millen, Fitzgibbons, and Brady, and Alexis, Morehead State, Morton, Thelwell, Minix, Thomas, and now Miles, as Iemi has come out. An entertaining game, Drew.
Yeah, it's been real entertaining.
Morehead State will inbound against no pressure. Thomas drops it in on the hop to Thelwell. Waiting for him near the timeline is Millen. Drew down central across the line against that man-to-man. Skips it out front to Miles. Left to right behind him, Thomas for the handoff. He's checked by Fitzgibbons. Left arc, Thomas. Gives it to Morton. Morton on the drive. The runner missed the shot, but was knocked down and fouled. He'll get two free throws.
Yeah, and big free throws coming up here for Morton to try and push the lead to 7 or 8.
Randy Brady's third foul is the third of the half on Chattanooga. Yeah. Jerome Morton, George Rogers Clark product, line left. He'll get two. Has a field goal and 2 points in the ball game. Left-hander looks up. Free throw on the way. Kicks out, no good.
Yeah.
Morehead State from the line now, just 1 of 6.
And that's been a huge issue. 8-8, Chattanooga 8-8. Morehead State just 1 of 6.
Let's help keep Chattanooga in this ball game. Morton's second one up, and that's perfect. Jerome with three. 6'4 freshman backs up on defense with his teammates inside the half court line as Huff clears the line left of the logo down the sideline to Brady. Brady turns right. Get it to the cutting Fitzgibbons, who scores the layup on that cut as he got open.
Yeah, they do like to run cuts. You see them do it periodically. Morehead State had snuffed most of them out, but not that one.
50-45, Morehead State leads. 14:40 to go. First half, straight away, Minix from Thomas to the left side. Thomas toward the corner. Catch and shoot. Three off the glass and in. How about that?
Yeah, on the playground, it wouldn't have counted.
12 points for Khalil.
Yeah.
53-45, Morehead State by 8. Chattanooga offensive end. Left block extended. Alexis on Miles along the wing. He gives it to Brady, and right back it goes to Alexis. Faces up. High right, Millen down the near side. Fitzgibbons for 3. Uh-uh. Rebound knocked away to the hardwood. Coming up with it, Miles for Morehead State to Thelwell. Drew hustles to the offensive end to our left. Hand check by Millen. Coming left of the lane. Still being hand checked. Back to his right, up top to Minix. Starts in, backs out. Thelwell straight away. 13 to shoot. High left, Minix. He'll catch, shoot the 3. Scoops out. No, that looked good from him.
Yeah, it did.
But it didn't go in. Middle on the rebound. He'll do it himself left to right to the forecourt for the Mox. Driving on Miles to the left, block to the baseline to the goal. Puts it up off the glass, off the rim. No. And whistle and another late call against Morehead State on the foul. Deontay Miles with his 3rd, so both of Morehead State's big men, Iami and Miles, each with 3.
Yeah.
MSU with now 5 team fouls in this half.
And fouls becoming an issue, especially for the big men. Imagine, yeah, another late whistle, and perhaps it was a foul, but what made you take so long to decide that it was?
Here's Millen with a free throw off and in. Now he's 3 of 3. And Zedek, along with Cusano, come in for the Mox. Alexis and Brady hit the bench. Miles out, Morehead State. We'll send Eddie Ricks in. MSU going a little bit smaller, but a little bit quicker.
It'll be interesting to see what how this impacts the defense Morehead State's been playing without a big man underneath.
Millen connects on the next free throw. Morehead State up 53-47. We'll play offense with 13:37 to go in the contest. Right to left across the timeline. Thelwell against the man-to-man. He draws Huff. He'll take it to the right of the lane, to the block. Kicks it out high right to Mort. Jerome on Cusano. He'll kick it out to the far side on Thomas and back out to the logo. Thelwell, 10 to shoot. Drew steps to his left. The 3! Back on the rim, no. Rebound slapped out. Minix has it. Right sideline near the hash out to Thelwell.
A big rebound.
And he's hit across the head as Huff going for the steal will pick up a foul instead.
And Huff knew it. It wasn't dirty at all. He was going for the ball and got Thelwell's head. So we'll take a break after that.
And Lathan comes in for him.
Yeah.
Inbounding at the right hash, Morton to Lathan. Jerome runs to the left hash, comes back out to his right between the circles on Huff. He'll penetrate to the left block, Euro step,
tough.
Left hand scoop, it's in.
Tough drive and finish. Lead back out to 8 for Morehead State.
Jerome now, or rather Jordan Lathan, was 6. 55-47, MSU, Zedek up top on Minix. Moving to the right, gives it to Fitzgibbons. He'll come out left, back to Zedek. He'll come to the right block on Minix, puts up a shot. Riley kind of blocked it just a little bit, but the ball still went in anyway off the glass. 11 points for Jan Zedek.
And again, able to get into the paint and inside. Look for them to continue to do that.
55-49, MSU, Ricks out front. Bounce left elbow, Minix faces up on his man. He'll give it back to Lathan coming left to right. He'll go to the right block, feed it up with one hand off the glass and throws.
So Lathan able to drive it on him on the last 2 possessions. And let's see what Chattanooga does. I bet they're going to continue to look to go inside, you know, with both Iami and Deontay out of the game.
Fitzgibbons, bounce, right elbow, Zedek on Minix. Wants the cutter toward the left block. It goes to Millen, fights his way in there to a double team. Up top, Zedek, wide left, Cusano. He'll shoot the 3, rims off, no rebound, Minix, Morehead State. Good defensive stand there.
Yeah, good defensive stand.
11:50 left to go on Morehead State by 8. Across the line, Jordan Lathan on Millen. Floats to his right, now driving the angle. Backs up, looks, no shot. Now the ball is loose, and they're going to call a traveling violation on Lathan. Morehead State's 3rd turnover of the game, and that takes us to a media timeout, and we'll step aside as well. 11:38 left to play in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Morehead State 57, Chattanooga 49. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Hardy's newest handcrafted recipe, candied bacon, coated with caramelized brown sugar and a hint of pepper. Try it on a made-from-scratch breakfast biscuit with egg and cheese, or with charbroiled Angus beef on a signature Frisco burger, or as its own salty sweet snack pack. Any time of day, candied bacon brings savory sweetness to all your favorite things. At Hardy's, goodness in the making. For a limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
Morehead State leads Chattanooga 57-49 with 11:38 to play in the ballgame at Johnson Arena. Once again, Morehead State will not be back in action until next Sunday, a road trip and a game at North Alabama. Mid-afternoon contest at 3 p.m. We'll be on the air at 2:45 with that game.
And again, that was one of the losses that was from last year that was kind of hard to get over.
Yeah. North Alabama has played Morehead State a couple of times here in recent years and
right.
Come away with hard-fought victories that MSU thought that perhaps it could have won.
Right. And in both those games, Morehead State had a lead and just kind of fell apart down at the end. But credit to North Alabama recently transitioning up. That program's getting, better and better and better. So
Morehead State has three players in double figures in this ballgame. Drew Thelwell with 20. Khalil Thomas, 14. Riley Minix with 11. Chattanooga led by Jan Zedek, 11 points. Huff has 10. Backcourt far side on the inbound will be Melson. Noah Melson gets it into Millen. Back to Melson. Melson waits for help and back behind him. Huff takes the handoff. Across the line on Morton, MSU man-to-man. Bounce right elbow, Zedek on Minix. Boy, Riley's all over.
Yeah, good defense by Riley.
Left to right behind him. Huff takes the ball. He'll drive the left angle on the freshman. Morton and kick out to Melson. Left corner, Zedek. 9 to shoot, trying to power his way in. Left of the lane on Minix. Comes at the baseline, turns, fades, fires from 12 over Minix, who was defending well, but scores it anyway.
That was a tough shot. That was good defense. And Morehead State really doing a good job of contesting everything they wanted to do there. They just, it just went in.
13 for Zedek. Minix on the drive, left of the lane, turns to his right to the paint, fades and fires from 7, swish!
Yeah. Another tough shot, another good defense by Chattanooga on that play, but the shot went in.
13 for Riley, now a whistle and something away from the ball. What do they call here?
And they're going to get Riley Minix away from the ball.
Only a first foul on Riley Minix. Morehead State now with 16 fouls. Riley comes out. We've got Morton, Miles, Ricks, Thelwell, and Thomas on the floor. Baseline right, 26 to shoot for Chattanooga. Millen trying to inbound, throws it into Cusano at the right block. Got inside, and lays it up, or rather gives it off to Zedek, baseline left, who lays it up at home.
Right, and he got Deontay Miles to leave his feet. You can't move when your feet aren't on the ground.
15 points for Zedek. Morehead State up 59-53. Ricks up top, holds high left, popping out Miles. Miles on Zedek to the near side. Thelwell curling to his right on Millen. Trying to drive in there, and I think we got a hand-checking foul.
Yeah.
On Millen we do. And for Tyler Millen, his second. And for Chattanooga, that's team foul 5 as Lathan in, Morton out for MSU. A couple of changes for the Mocs of UTC. Brady in. along with Alexis Zedek and Milanow. Morehead State, baseline right, has the inbound with a new 20 on the shot clock. Inbounding Layton, far side to Thelwell, almost dropped it. Yes. Comes free throw line, alley-oop inside to Miles, tipped and stolen away. Cusano had it, up the left sideline to Huff, back to Cusano. Wide left, off the screen, lines up a three, fires, misses. Rebound kicks toward the left corner, and it's picked off by Morehead State's Drew Thelwell. Thelwell quickly to the offensive end to our left. 9:59 to go. Miles controls top of the key. Right to left behind him. Thelwell for the handoff. Drew looks for the screen. Backs it up. Throws it wide left. Thomas well defended. Got away from Nelson. Caught the pass. It heads down to left arc. 9 to shoot. Thomas to the baseline. Drops it back to Miles and lays it up with the left hand
and
in.
Yeah, and a nice job by Miles to gather that and finish it. 61-53 Morehead State.
Deontay with 4 points. 9:33 left to go. Chattanooga offensive end. Right wing Huff angles in. Back out straight away. Alexis for three. Drains it.
Yeah.
10 points again, now for Sam Alexis. They're not going away.
They're not going away, and they can hit those. That's what got them back in the game at the end of the first half.
61-56 MSU. Right sideline, Latham from Thelwell. They trap on him, back to Thelwell. Drew penetrates free throw line, goes to the baseline to Ricks, who lost the handle on it, knocked away, and Chattanooga with it, huffed down the floor to Alexis. And toward the far corner, man open from there, Melson, three ball, no. Rebound Ricks, and now we've got what?
A foul on, it looks like on Eddie Ricks. Crowd and, well, really everybody in the building thought that was a travel.
They're going to call it on Khalil Thomas instead.
Yeah.
His second. Team 7, that means in the bonus is Chattanooga, and they'll send Cusano to the free throw line.
Yeah.
1+1, I do believe. I'm not sure about that. I thought it was a travel, too.
What happened, it was in transition. It looked like he lost the handle on it and regathered it without dribbling it, which is a travel.
Here comes Shea in from Melson for Chattanooga. 5-point Morehead lead, but Sean Cusano is lying right for UTC to shoot his first free throw of the season.
Preston Spradlin still feeling it was a travel.
First of 1+1. Leaks off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Miles, Morehead State.
And this is a big possession here for Morehead. You kind of get the sense that the momentum's going away from
They'll look at the man-to-man. Ricks controls from Thelwell at the left wing. Bounce a couple of times, and now left block Minix. Minix trying to back down his man. Spins to his left, got to the goal. Layup, and it curls out, no good. Minix goes down on the hardwood. Ball knocked away out of bounds. And I think MSU will retain the possession with 8:38 to play.
Yeah, I believe so. A nice job there by Riley. Got really good possession, but just couldn't finish the shot.
Kind of almost under the backboard when he shot that one. Latham inbounds, 20 on the shot clock. Right side, Thelwell, catch and shoot, three, swing!
And Drew Thelwell continues to bail Morehead out.
23 points for Thelwell, 64-56 MSU with 8:27 to go. Shea, bounce high right, Alexis on Miles. Bounce right baseline, trying to get the ball inside to Brady, and he threw it away.
And a really good defensive play there by Riley Minix to keep him from getting the ball.
Ninth UTC turnover. Looks like Fitzgibbons is back in. Shea will return to the bench for the Mocs as Morehead State with the basketball, up by 8 with 8:20 left to go. Ricks on the inbound to Thelwell. Drew walks it down central across the timeline through the emblem. Left arc, Ricks, and skips it out to the emblem, and Minix. Riley on the right angle drive, trying to back in, far side, Thelwell. Returns it to Minix outside the right block. On Brady, forces his way to the lane, takes it to the goal with one hand. He puts it off the glass and through.
Riley Minix really playing well, really playing hard in the post.
15 now for Minix. Morehead up 66-56. High left, Alexis fakes on Miles. Far side, off the screen. There's a three ball put up and in by Huff.
It just feels like every time Morehead State has all the momentum going their way, they answer. They being Chattanooga.
Thelwell across the line, outside the right hash, near the logo. It's Latham. He's double-teamed across to Thelwell. Drew penetrates, bounce baseline right to Minix. Riley with a layup and score it.
And just a really good cut to the basket. Got it right under there and finished it. A good pass by Thelwell.
17 for Minix. MSU up 68-59. 7:17 to play. Alexis, far side, Huff. Catch and shoot, three. In and out, no. Rebound slap left of the lane. Ricks for MSU. clears it off and got it to Thelwell. Thelwell slowly across the timeline. Works between the circles on Fitzgibbons. Off the screen from Miles, right of the lane. Cutting Miles, baseline left of the lamp, put it on the board.
Yeah, and Chattanooga won't wait for the media. They'll go ahead and call it now.
6 points now for Deonte Miles. And what an assist by Drew Thelwell.
Wow.
Had a whale of a ball game.
Yeah, he really has.
Let's see if they go to the media timeout here. They're going to call us a 30-second timeout.
Oh, they're going 30-second timeout. Okay, so we're...
But looks like they're going to make it a full timeout.
Yeah.
We'll step aside. 6:54 left to go at Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home on top of Chattanooga, 70-59. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Attention veterans, we would like to take the time to say a big thank you for your service. If you're a Medicare beneficiary, contact us at the Porter Group Insurance at 606-780-1387 to discover the benefits of a veteran's Medicare health insurance plan. We are your local Medicare Resource Center. Again, that's 606-780-1387 for more information.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Moorhead is the official hair salon of Moorhead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Moorhead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Moorhead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Moorhead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMoorhead.com.
Morehead State on top over Chattanooga with 6:54 left to go at Johnson Arena, 70-59. While we have a moment, let's step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State will put on some backcourt pressure with Lathan coming down there, but now he'll back off as the inbound comes into Huff. Down central against Lathan. He'll run the right arc, get inside to the cutting Alexis in the paint. He'll kick it out high left. Zedek for a three. Bangs it off the rim, no good. Rebound, Lathan, Morehead State. Jumps and feeds it ahead toward the right sideline, midcourt to Thelwell. Thelwell on the move. Takes it down the near arc. Back behind him, Ricks up the sideline, pouring out the minutes to the right hash, and Lathan with 17 on the shot clock. Lathan curls off a screen for a Miles, 12 to shoot. Near side, Thelwell, a catch and shoot, three, in and out, no. Fight for the rebound, knocked away, and out of bounds it goes baseline left. Last touch by Alexis of Chattanooga, and it will be Morehead State basketball, and guess what? We get another media timeout.
It works out that way sometimes.
6:18 to play in this one at Johnson Arena. Morehead State with the lead over Chattanooga, 70-59. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. We'll be back here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McD app download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware Moorhead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
.618 to play at LST Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home leads Chattanooga 70-59. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This just came to us. They've announced that Kentucky's football team will be playing in the Tax Slayers Gator Bowl against Clemson.
Yep.
Let's see, what day is that game? I don't know. I'm not a UK guy. They can tell you about it. Oh, right. Friday, December the 29th.
Okay. So down in, where is that?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
It's a noon start on that.
Yeah.
Baseline left, Morehead State will have 20 on the shot clock with Latham inbounding. Clears it out, high left, over his head, catching Minix out to Thelwell, right side Latham. Right angle drive, got to the hole, reverse layup, score it.
What a shot by Latham on the reverse layup. Morehead's lead out to 13.
10 for Jordan. Morehead State up 72-59. Alexis high right. Wants Millen. Can't find him. Turns it back out to Shea behind him between the circles. He'll roll down the right arc to Zedek at the right block on Minix. Those two have battled all afternoon.
Yeah, they have.
Zedek, right angle, turns. One-hander from five. Missed the shot. Side of the rim. Foul on Riley Minix. That's the second on Riley. And Morehead State's eighth.
Yeah. If there was contact, it was not much contact.
I mean, they've been physical with each other, and you can call a foul almost every time down the floor at either end.
Yeah.
They chose to whistle that one, though, and Zedek at the line for two. First one up, back of the rim, and then good. It kicked high in the air, then dropped right through the net. Zedek is now 6 of 6 at the free throw line.
Yeah, Chattanooga still perfect from the free throw line.
16 points for Zedek. Second one up and in. Their free throw shooting has been crucial to keeping them in this game along with their three-point shooting.
Yeah, and Morehead State's poor free throw shooting.
Thelwell clears the line and left. Right at the logo, Minix back to Thelwell. Down the left side, hands it off to Thomas. Back out to Minix. Riley plays it off to the right hash. Latham, right corner, Thomas. Catch and shoot three. Rims off.
Now, oh, what a rebound, Miles.
Puts it back up. Missed the shot, but took contact, and he was fouled.
And no, they're going to say this is
Miles on the push-off. Oh, they called Miles on the push-off, and Deontay's fourth foul.
Yeah, and this... All right, and this should be free throws, and it is, yeah. Ninth team foul against Morehead State.
Meanwhile, Chattanooga with just five.
The second time Miles has been whistled for a foul after making what appeared to be a very good play.
Miles has to come out with those four fouls replaced by Eddie Ricks.
Yeah.
I think that Minix will slide down low then. With Ricks really playing the four spot. Zedek, who's perfect at the line, 7 of 7, will get 1 plus 1 here. First one up and in. Well, you know, the thing is, you could, like I say, you can call it at both ends.
Yeah.
And not saying they're not necessarily doing it, but they're inconsistent with what's a foul and what's not a foul,
right,
in my opinion, today.
Yeah.
Zedek, the next one up and in.
Zedek done an excellent job getting fouled by Aimi and Miles tonight.
9-point Morehead lead. Backcourt against pressure. Latham got it to Thelwell to the near sideline. Offensive end. He'll turn to his right. Reset out front with 20 on the shot clock. Right hash Latham. Latham to Thelwell. Thelwell looking. Right hash Latham. 13 on the shot clock. Jordan plays it down. Rolls off the Minix screen to his left. Backs out. High left Thelwell. 7 to shoot. And now a hand checking foul on Shea.
Yeah.
And for Shea, that's number 4. And that was not really much either.
No. I mean, it did. I mean, it did disrupt his movement to the basket, but not much of a foul compared to. You're right. I wouldn't say it's been poorly officiated; just inconsistent with what is and isn't a foul.
Sixth foul on Chattanooga. Morehead State resets with 20 on the shot clock. Thelwell out front to Minix high left. Minix guarded by Shea. Now doubling Millen. It looks like they might be in the zone. The Thomas right corner Latham driving the baseline. Baseline left open. Minix from 17. Swish.
Good dish in the mid-range jumper. What are the lost arts? You love to see it when it comes back.
19, a hard-earned 19 points for Minix.
Yeah.
Up, left angle, and cutting Alexis for the slam.
And one of the few defensive breakdowns that we've seen really all night by Morehead State is it lead back down the nine.
74-65, Morehead State. Bellwell needs help. Down the floor, Ricks at the left arc catches. Back to the hash, and Thomas out to the line to his right, and Bellwell. 4:20 left to go, Morehead by nine. Bellwell dancing out front. Ricks comes out for it to the near side, and Thomas. Thomas rolls back out front. High right, Bellwell. Far side, Lathan. Lathan down the baseline into Zittig. He'll turn, fade, fire from 15. Got it.
Tough shot.
Over Zittig.
Yeah.
Who's 6'9". Morehead 76 to 65. Now a three ball put up straight away by Huff. Missed it. Rebound. Lathan, Morehead State. Huff thought he was fouled.
Yeah. And he may have been. Didn't call it.
Hard to say. Lathan the other way. Off the Rick screen. Rolls wide left. Back to his right. Now Tony whips it off to Thelwell. Thelwell looks for help. Bounce inside. Minix. He took a big shove. Lays it up. Baseline left. Puts it off the glass and through. Count it. And he's fouled. He'll get a free throw.
That was a great assist and a great finish by Riley Minix.
Minix took a big-time shove and still got the ball to go down the hole. And we'll take a timeout. Morehead State will have a free throw when we come back in the person of Riley Minix after the foul on Sam Alexis. And that was number 7 on Chattanooga, so Morehead in the bonus now for the last 3:37 to go in the game. It's 78-65, MSU on top of Chattanooga on the Eagle Sports Network.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Morehead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Well, Morehead State with a 13-point lead as we head into the stretch drive of this game. 3:37 left to go at Johnson Arena. MSU on top of Chattanooga. Again, 78-65. Riley Minix now with 21 points. The foul on Alexis, by the way, was his first personal. And again, the seventh on Chattanooga. So both teams are in the bonus, although Chattanooga will be in the double bonus on the next Morehead foul. Minix, 10 of 18 from the field, 1 of 4 outside the arc. This will be his first free throw of the day. Riley on the season is 86% from the line. He'll stand line left to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play.
Morehead State not the best from the line today, but they've got Riley Minix there.
Minix, deep breath, couple of bounces, squats down, looks up, right-hand push, free throw, roll out, no good. Morehead State 2 of 8 from the line.
Yeah.
Shea across the timeline. His team down by 13 with 3.5 to play. Left elbow Brady on Ricks. He'll turn to his right, come right elbow. Down low, ball stolen away by Lathan.
They have not been able to execute that the whole game. They've tried several times. The backdoor cut, it has not worked.
Thelwell controls front court for Morehead State on Shea. Shea out there with four fouls. Thelwell to the left hash. Now Thomas up the sideline to take the short feed. 13 shoot, left block Minix on Cusano. Riley plays it down to his left, comes to the baseline, spins to his right, ball knocked loose, stolen by Huff.
A rare turnover there for by Morehead State.
Yep, now Shea the other way, straight away, wide open Huff, launching a high arching three, no. Left side rebound, Lathan trying to save it in, knocks it off of Millen, out of bounds, at the Chattanooga bench, but apparently Latham was out of bounds when he made that play.
Actually went off of the referee, not Millen.
Okay.
Who's part of the floor. So he appears to be okay. I mean, he took a direct shot to the face. Referee actually smiling about it right now.
Latham has to tie his shoe with 2:46 to go.
Yeah.
MSU by 13. 20 on the shot clock. Randy Brady for the Mocs will inbound right in front of his bench on the far side of the floor. In the shade, outside the left hash, Thelwell gives him space as they play it man-to-man. Shea on Ricks, high right. Turns left into Thelwell, turns right down the near side. Millen on Latham, angles in, back out to Shea, driving on Thelwell, got to the goal, flips it up, off the glass, it'll roll in. Shea's first points. 11-point Moorhead lead with 2:25 to go. Latham backside, dogged by Millen. Now they'll run the trap with Shea. Right corner, Thomas. Up top, Thelwell. High right, Latham. He'll slow it down and go back out to Thelwell at the emblem in between the circles. 14 to shoot, 2:09 to go. Drew Thelwell, between the legs, dribble. Trap, looks, picks up the dribble. Toward the right sideline, threw it away, looking for Latham. Ball sailing into the MSU bench.
So after a game that saw very few turnovers, Morehead State turnovers on their last two possessions.
That's number seven.
Yeah, still seven, which is still outstanding, but two of them in the last minute.
11-point Moorhead lead with 1:57 to go. Shea between the circles on Thelwell. Now Ricks picks him up. He'll drive the wing to the right of the lane. Spin to his right. One-hander off the glass, off the rim. No. Rebound Moorhead State. Jordan Latham to Thelwell. 1:44 to go. Midcourt right sideline to Latham. Latham down the right wing. Backs it out to the far hash. Hand checked by Shea. Bounced to Minnick. Ball knocked away. Minnick saved it. Ball stolen, though, by Shea. Got it down the floor for the stuff to Millen.
So that'll cut it down to nine with, and now a timeout. So 1:25 to go. The lead just nine. And, Chuck, it's going to come down to free throws, which is crucial because Moorhead State, as many things as they've done well tonight, have not shot free throws well at all.
Well, Moorhead State on the scoring drought of 2 minutes 12 seconds. Timeout taken by Chattanooga. Meanwhile, the Eagles have turned the ball over three times in the last 2 minutes and 12 seconds. While they've been in that scoring drought. Before that, though, Moorhead State doing well, hitting its last three field goal attempts.
Right, and again, Chattanooga calling timeout as a clock management technique. I think Moorhead State kind of needed this a little more because of the way it's been going.
Yeah, so I think he's probably saying, hey, settle down. We've got the lead.
Yeah.
Play your game. We know what to do. We've been doing it all game long.
Yeah, because, I mean, for 38 minutes, Moorhead State's played as well as they've played all season and maybe even all last year, too. They've been phenomenal against a really good team that is hard to play against.
Minnick, Ricks, Thelwell, Thomas, and Latham on the floor for MSU. Millen, Huff, Shea, Brady, and Cusano out there for UTC's Mocs. Baseline right, full court pressure by UTC as Thomas tries to inbound. Thomas looking for Thelwell, got it to him. Huff knocked the ball away, but Thomas comes up with it, bounces it ahead to Thelwell. Moorhead State the numbers to Ricks. Baseline to the right with a scoop and a miss, and they're going to call, a blocking foul.
It is a block.
Against Randy Brady of UTC. That'll be his fourth foul.
And the team.
And the eighth on Chattanooga. So Ricks will be at the line. This should be a two-shot situation.
Right. Okay, I thought they were going to call a charge.
Me too. Which, I was holding my breath on that one.
Which,
and that's what Dan Earl is talking to one of the officials about right now. He thought it was a charge as well.
To be honest, Chuck, it looked like a charge. But we've had some questionable calls go their way too.
Ricks is at the line to our left. This should be two for the freshman from Clarksville, Tennessee. Up and a miss on the first one.
Morehead State terrible from the line today. I believe it's 2 of 9.
Yeah, 2 of 9. Latham comes over to encourage Eddie. Say, hey, get the second one.
And this is a problem when you're trying to sustain a lead.
Second one on the way, and Ricks will make it. So his first point gives Morehead State the 10-point advantage with 1:17 to go. Shade the other way to the offensive end. Check down the right arc by Thelwell. Now Ricks back along the side to Brady, who's picked up by Thelwell. He'll shoot the three, in and out, no. Offensive rebound and put back, yes, by Millen.
So lead is 8, and a dangerous
long down court feed.
Yeah.
Minnick somehow got it. to the left side.
Great
Lathan
play
the
by Riley Minnix to even come up with that.
Yeah, Lathan has it, double team, trapped, looking, and now I think fouled. Or did they get the timeout?
I think Morehead State called timeout.
With 50 seconds to go, MSU up by 8, 79-71. And free throw shooting, the Achilles heel for MSU in this ball game. 3 of 10 at the line.
Yeah.
If you're 7 of 10, which is about where you should be, this game is
pretty much over, yeah. And it's going to come down to free throw shooting, so you want to keep that in mind with who handles the ball, who's on the floor. But you can't quit playing defense either.
Oh, and Morehead State has had some decent free throw shooters up there who've missed.
Yeah, they have. Just one of the anomalies of the day. As great as they've played, and we really have, just free throw shooting hasn't been there.
Well, Morehead State trying to hang on and win his fourth in a row.
And you don't like to see a pass like that. I mean, it was a great job by Riley to come up with it. But
a long downcourt pass in that situation. Wow, Minnix actually took the ball away from a defender.
Right. That's the football equivalent of getting desperate and throwing it in the coverage. It's just not what you want to do.
But the receiver makes the good play.
Yeah, but the receiver makes it.
To bail you out.
Yeah.
Man-to-man, Morehead State will face that defense from the Mox as the Eagles in the offensive end. 50 seconds to go, 20 on the shot clock, Lathan near side in the inbound. Loops it into the backcourt, tracked down by Thelwell, who outruns Shea for it. And now a hand-checking foul on Shea, who will leave this ball game with his fifth personal.
Yeah.
Comes with 48 seconds to go.
Right, and this will be a de facto timeout as they get the 60 seconds to make the sub.
And they send in Rudy Fitzgibbons to replace him. Fitzgibbons with a couple of threes and 8 points in this game. That might be a better offensive switch anyway for UTC. Thelwell is line left after the 19th foul on Chattanooga. Drew will have 1+1. This will be his first free throw opportunity of the day. He's got 23 total points. Free throw up and in. Now give him 24 points.
Right. And again, he's hit everything else, so first free throw goes in.
Trying to give Morehead State the 10-point lead with 48.4 seconds to go. Drew flips it up and through.
Nice. Nice to see a couple just switch through, didn't even hit the rim.
Got 25, more hit by 10, 45 seconds to go. Fitzgibbons out front. Runs high right into Thomas. Down the near side, Brady got three at the baseline. Takes it to the hole and lays it in over Minnix.
Yeah.
Morehead State got caught in the switch on defense.
Yeah, they did. And I think Chattanooga will take their last timeout here. Morehead State with two remaining, and again, kind of to reset the things. If you get into trouble or get panicked, don't.
They're going to make this a full. We'll step aside. 37 seconds to go in the game. Morehead State leads Chattanooga 81-73 on the Eagles Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling?
Morehead State inbounds with 37.1 seconds to go, up 81-73, full court. Chattanooga pressure, Thelwell on the inbound. Looks for Minnix instead to Lathan right at the baseline. Double team, skips it ahead to Thomas. Thomas's pass, batted, but right to Thelwell. Drew is double team, throws it all the way down the floor. Rick's leaping, catching near the top of the key. To the cutting Minnix for the layup, and he scores.
I have a hard time believing that's what we drew up.
No. 83-73, Morehead. Now there's a three from the far side of the floor by Millen, who cans it at the other end.
Morehead State has really struggled with the full court pressure the last couple of possessions, but gotten bailed out.
20 seconds to go. Morehead State up 83-76. Thomas weaving through traffic backside.
Yeah.
Is found on a reach-in. Either Huff or Cusano, take your pick. And let's see, that will be the 10th foul on Chattanooga, so we've got Morehead saving the double bonus.
Yeah, and Lathan going to the line for a couple.
Millen, by the way, with now 11 points in the game. Thomas is lined left for two. He's 4 of 6 this year at the free throw line. That foul was on Cusano, his third. Thomas free throw up and in. Khalil's had a nice game, too, 13 points.
Yeah, he really has.
He's been solid all season, though, I think.
Yeah.
He's hit some big shots at big time.
Yes, he has.
Second one by Thomas, up and through.
And so Morehead State hitting their last four free throws.
9-point Morehead lead, 15 seconds to go. Huff, left side dribbling, shooting a three,
and
knocking it down, but I think there was a...
They're going to count it, and it's a potential 4-point play.
Did they call a foul on Morehead State?
They did. So he'll get a free throw on top of that, and 12 seconds to go. Still just a 6-point game. Not what you wanted to do.
Foul was on Ricks, the freshman diving in there apparently on that shot.
Yeah.
He's got two and personals in this contest, as Huff will have one of the rare opportunities of a 4-point play.
Yeah.
Puts it on the way, and good. When you know, he's got 17 points in this contest.
Chattanooga is still perfect from the line, and Morehead State.
5-point game.
Inbounded again.
Bellwell inbounds for Minix, trapped in the corner with 11 seconds to go. Right. He's fouled.
And that's who you want getting the ball and going to the line if you're Morehead. So
Tyler Millen's third personal foul will send Riley Minix line left with his team in the double bonus. He'll get two chances. Riley in this contest, 23 points, has missed his only free throw chance. He'll get two opportunities, though, here. Riley's first one up, off the iron, off the glass, and good. It's been a shootout today, a physical ball game, end-to-end. Minix with the second one on the way, and this one is right down to two.
Big free throw. So a three-possession game now.
87-80, Morehead State. 8 seconds to go. Millen up top working on Ricks. Down the far side. Honor Huffman, his shot from three-point land, blocked by Minix. Down the floor to Ricks.
Expire.
And time will run out, and Morehead State will hang on for a big victory this afternoon at home. The Eagles win their fourth straight as they knock off Chattanooga. Here at Johnson Arena, 87-80. I'm Chuck Meraz, along with Drew Barnett. We'll come back with our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our 5 banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place. At Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals, so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, Morehead State battles to a six-point victory, make that seven-point victory over Chattanooga here at Johnson Arena on FamilyLeisure.com court. The Eagles win it 87-80. Tough ball game against a good team today, Drew. I mean, Morehead State can really pat itself on the back for beating a nice ball club here today. The Mocs have got some players, and Morehead State had a really good game.
Yeah, there's no other way to put it. They're going to be one of the better teams in the Southern Conference. They're perhaps going to be one of the favorites to win it. They were coming into the year, as is Morehead State. So as a fan, you love this kind of game. And this is big as far as placement in the NCAA tournament. If Morehead State were to win the auto bid, this is the kind of game that doesn't get you sent to Dayton. You're probably 15-14 line, somewhere around there. Chattanooga's going to win a lot of games this year.
Absolutely, but Morehead State holds on to win this thing today over Chattanooga in a shootout, 87-80. MSU with its fourth straight victory now, 6-3 on the year. Chattanooga's lost two straight. They slipped to 5-3 overall on the campaign. Point out earlier today we had a ball game. The Morehead State women were on this floor and unfortunately came up short against East Tennessee State 56-52. But the men salvaging the day with an 87-80 victory over Chattanooga. We'll come back and we'll be taking a look at the numbers from this contest when we return here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Regardless of the chilly temperatures outside, you'll find red-hot deals inside at Allen's IGA. USDA boneless half pork loin is just $2.49 a pound. Dole salad blend packs are specially priced at $2 for only $5. And a large 48-ounce carton of Breyers ice cream is just $3.99. Warm your family up with a great grocery savings at Allen's IGA in downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Again, Morehead State wins it fourth in a row, knocking off Chattanooga at home this afternoon. Now this evening, final score 87-80. MSU now 6-3, Chattanooga 5-3. Attendance today at Johnson Arena, 1,808. Saw MSU win this one by 7. Let's look at the numbers, courtesy of Whitaker Bank. Chattanooga had four players in double figures. Jan Zedek led the way for the Mocs with 19 markers. Honor Huff, their preseason All-Southern Conference guard, had 17, 12 for Sam Alexis, 11 points for Tyler Millen, all in the second half, 8 points for Rudy Fitzgibbons, that is, and then Miles Shea with 2 before he fouled out late in the contest, 6 points for Noah Melson, another 5 for Randy Brady. Chattanooga from the field, 27-59, just about 46%, 11-32 from outside the arc. And for the game, that's 34.4%. And at the line, they were unbelievable. 15 of 16, just about 94%. Out-rebounded by MSU, 32-27. The Mocs with 9 offensive boards, the top rebounders. for UTC were Randy Brady and Sam Alexis, each with five. Chattanooga with 14 assists, 10 turnovers, 4 steals in the game. For Morehead State, the Eagles also placing 4 players in double figures. Riley Minix and Drew Thelwell led the scoring for MSU, each with 25 points. 16 points coming from Khalil Thomas, 10 from Jordan Lathan. From there, you move to Deontay Miles with 6, 3 points for Jerome Morton, a point for Eddie Ricks, and another point for Zach Iemi. MSU 34, a 59 from the field. For the fourth game in a row, they end up at over 50% from the field. Today, they were just about 58%. Morehead 10 of 23 outside the arc, 43.5%, 9 of 16 at the line, 56.3%. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 32 to 27. MSU with 10 offensive rebounds. Top rebounder, Riley Minix, he gets a double-double today to go along with his 25 points, 11 boards. MSU passing out 20 assists in the ball game, 5 of those by Drew Thelwell. Eagles only with 8 turnovers on the day, and 4 steals, 3 of those by Jordan Lathan. Morehead State wins it, 87-80 over Chattanooga. We'll come back and talk with Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Morehead State wins over Chattanooga 87-80 in a shootout at Johnson Arena. And this was a battle from the get-go. But MSU coach Preston Spradlin, I thought the Eagles played exceptional basketball here this afternoon.
Yeah, without question. You know, they're a really good team on both sides of the floor. They're a great rebounding team. They run a really difficult offense to do. They got guys that can shoot it all over the court. So they really challenge you. They really test you. And you know, I don't like giving up 80 points, but I mean, they're good. They're really good. But I thought the biggest difference tonight was we didn't let them get a whole bunch of easy ones. We made them work. We rebounded the ball. But we took care of the basketball. 20 assists and only 8 turnovers. When we can do that, Chuck, we can play with anybody. And on nights where our defense is really, really clicking, then we got a chance to have a wider margin of victory than we did here tonight. But I'm really proud of our guys. That's a quality win. It's a good team.
Well, they threw a lot of different defenses at you guys today, and you responded well.
Yeah, you know, they won 3-1. They put that in the last two games, and we spent – 10 minutes working on it, and you know, our guys did such a great job of just not overcomplicating it, not allowing it to take away our aggressiveness, and we just attacked it. We got points on the backside of it, which is what we really wanted, and so that's a lot of growth coming off of the Austin Peay game, which was just a junked up game, you know, that they just kept you off your toes. So we did a great job responding with that, and you know, they played a little bit of 2-3 or 3-2, and we just moved the ball, got some good ones, got on the offensive glass, we got guys in their spots, we screened well, you know, we did a lot of really good things here today.
Well, they were within one a couple of times early in the second half. I really like the way your guys responded when the Mocs would make a run at them.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, the poise was there, and next play mentality was really good. Whether we, you know, had a blown execution on the defensive end, or maybe we didn't get a great shot or whatever it was, we didn't hang our head and allow that to become two mistakes. And I'll tell you where that starts, and a guy I know you're itching to talk about is our guy, our guy Andrew Thelwell. You know, he's our leader. You know, he's our most important player, and no secret that you know, the other night he didn't have a great game down there at Austin Peay. He was 0-for-5, had 5 turnovers, and in 38 minutes, you know, it's not like he played a bad game, but statistically it wasn't very good. But he doesn't have back-to-back bad plays. He doesn't have back-to-back bad moments, and certainly not going to have bad days and bad games. And so he just responded tremendously here tonight.
Well, and that's what winners do, though.
Without a doubt, you know, and he's a winner. You've seen him in here, and he just exudes confidence in everything that he does. It doesn't mean he's going to be our leading scorer every night. It doesn't mean he's going to take the most shots, but he's our most important player. And when he gets his opportunities like he did tonight, boy, he really capitalized on those. And how important is that? Because obviously he didn't play great the other night. He got one good open three and didn't hit the rim because he was so tired. Tonight he comes in, he's fresh. He just banged 4-for-4 from three in the first half, making these guys pay for overhelping. But he did a phenomenal job playing with pace in the ball screens, which is all we talked about for the past 2 days, and he made them pay for going under.
Well, Riley Minnick's a double-double, 25 points, 11 rebounds. Drew and I talk about it all the time, how this is a guy who works harder than anyone I've ever seen, I think, or at least in a long time, for his points and his rebounds. I mean, he's not afraid to get physical, not afraid to take contact. He'll absorb it, but he'll dish it out, too.
He's a workhorse, man. And, you know, the other thing, too, you may not realize is he's playing two different positions. You know, we're playing him at the four, but he's giving us a lot of good minutes at that five spot. And we've got to play a little bit differently. Obviously, he's got to play against a bigger guy. We've got to challenge defensively for everybody how we're going to, you know, do that. But, man, he works. You know, he really works, and he's figuring out. You know, I tell him every time, you know, we do our starting lineups, and I dap the guys up, give them a hug every game, and I give them a little something specific to them. I tell Riley, hey, man, be the smartest player out there, because he is. His intelligence is through the roof, and I challenge him to really use that when he gets tired, when he's getting beat to death, you know, physically and all that kind of stuff. And that's where he's getting better, to say, hey, you know, I'm tired. Let me make an easy play and be a great screener or whatever that may be. And when he lets the game come to him like that, then it allows you to go to him. And, boy, did he really deliver tonight.
Well, we talk about just effort that your guys are giving you now. I mean, it's whistle to whistle. It's end to end. It's, you know, all 40 minutes or plus if you have to go into overtime, which you haven't done this year. You're getting great effort from your guys.
Yeah, you don't got to question that with our team. I'm really proud of them, and they just want it so badly. They're a group full of winners. We talked about Drew, but all those guys, you know, Riley's a big-time winner, Khalil, you know, and J2's joining the party with that right now, and a guy like Jerome and Eddie. How about those two young guys really responding, right? We talked about in the pregame, they both struggled, had their freshman moments on the road at Austin Peay. It forced all of our older guys to play too many minutes. But, man, they got in there tonight, and they really, really delivered. Jerome gave us 15 huge minutes tonight, 3 points, you know, got a big-time assist, didn't turn the ball over. Same thing, Eddie Ricks, 3 assists. He had 2 turns, but he did a great job there in almost 20 minutes. And we need those young guys to play. And when they do, we got good balance like we did here tonight, and everybody's fresh enough to make plays down the stretch.
A couple more questions. One has to do with Trent Scott, who we haven't talked about yet. And Trent got hurt a little over a week or so ago. fractured his jaw in practice. What's going on with him now? What's the prognosis?
Yep. So, you know, we got finals week this week. We're going to finish strong. And you know, we need some prayers for a guy. He's going to have surgery. And then we don't know exactly what that turnaround time is going to be. And so, you know, he's been walking around with a fractured jaw for about a week now. And one of the toughest kids you're going to ever meet. One of the best kids, too. And we're missing him right now. And so we need those guys to really step up in his absence. And so, you know, he's going to have that, and we'll see what the recovery time is. But I'm optimistic we're going to get him back. And when we do get him back, he's going to be nice and fresh, and the game's going to slow down for him because he's really doing a great job right now of studying and using his voice and developing things right now that he can since he can't be out there.
And then, of course, you mentioned it, finals week at Morehead State. So you don't play this week. You don't play again until next Sunday.
Yep.
And North Alabama. And all those things have their own inherent challenges.
They do, you know, and we just talked about it. You know, we got to do a really good job. We got two off days this week. Those are super important. We got to really lock in and work ahead and take care of business academically. You know, work on our bodies, get in there and take care of them and rest and get treatment, you know, making sure that those little parts that are sore don't become an injury that hurts us. And we got 2 days to work on us. You know, we got 2 days of practice. You know, on Tuesday we'll get in here, we'll watch this, we'll learn. We'll learn from it, but then we got 2 days that we're not going to talk about another opponent. And then after another good off day and finishing the semester, we'll come in and we'll lock in on a good North Alabama team. From what I know, I've seen their scores, and I know Coach Lombardi will have us ready for that game just like he did this one here with his scout. But they're going to be really good, and going down on the road is obviously not going to be an easy feat.
Congratulations on this one.
Thank you, brother.
Morehead State coach Preston Spradlin. His team wins today at home over Chattanooga in a shootout 87-80. We'll come back with the final segment of our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Morehead State wins it 87-80. Now, winners of four in a row, 6-3. Looking ahead to taking a few days off for finals week before next Sunday's game at North Alabama. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Time to name our MSU star of the game. We have a couple of different choices there, and I think we're going to go co-players of the game today.
Yeah.
Drew, do you think?
Yeah. It's rare that you do that, but today it's Warren. And Riley and Drew were amazing.
They were. They scored 50 of Morehead State's 87 points, each with 25 in the contest. And also, you talk about Riley Minix, a double-double, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, only 1 turnover, 2 block shots, and over 35 minutes of play. Drew Thelwell, also an Iron Man today, playing nearly 37 minutes. He finishes up with 25 points, 4 rebounds. He also had 5 assists and 1 steal.
Yeah.
So Riley Minix and Drew Thelwell will share our MSU player of the game honors today. That makes them co-players of the game.
Right. And in the case of Riley in particular, but really both of them, it wasn't as if the points came easy.
No, not whatsoever against a very good Chattanooga team.
Yeah.
Earlier today, as we pointed out, Morehead State's women, a tough loss at home to East Tennessee State, 56-52. When we talk about the next broadcast of Morehead State basketball, the men return to action next Sunday at North Alabama. Game time 3 p.m. will be on the air 2:45 to bring it to you. Meanwhile, the women play the following day on Monday at home against Wheeling, West Virginia. And that will be the school day game, so it will be an 11 a.m. start.
Yep.
And Tom Lewis will bring you the pregame show starting at 10:45. Special thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer, Mr. Ian Corbin.
They're letting Tom out of school for that?
Yeah.
All right.
We're out of jail, one or the other, yeah. We'd like to thank Ian for his work back at the studio and my partner on the broadcast, of course, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Mraz. Final score, once again, from Johnson Arena. Morehead State 87, Chattanooga 80. So long, everybody, from the Eagles Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.